You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Rich Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
Well, what shows do you listen to on your... when you're not listening and getting all these other shows ready?
So I listen to a bunch of different stuff. Like, I've been listening, because now I'm all sampling, you know, like a bunch of different shows now.
Like a true executive.
Yes, exactly. So I listen to all the you know, all the stuff, My Planet Money and Radiolab and This American Life and all the rest, like my old world. There's another like public radio show that I like a lot called How to Do Everything. There's Radiotopia, this outfit called Radiotopia that does a bunch of great podcasts. There's this new podcast that I love. It's called Race Wars. And it's
interesting.
And it's... just before he gets, before I start like sounding like a crazy person, it's these two comedians. It's this guy Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger.
Who is here on Fox. I've been on with him before, and he's so funny.
Their podcast is amazing. I love their podcast, and it's super funny, and it's the most honest and refreshing conversation about race that I've heard anywhere. Like, it's just like, it's like totally unapologetic and real, but also not offensive. I think they do such a great job. I love it, and I love listening to it. And it's like a 2-hour long, you know, sort of crazy fast.
That's a big commitment. Yeah, yeah. 2 hours of a podcast. Our team over here is just shaking their head.
Hey! That's right. You like the music artist?
But I just don't want this to end.
And it won't.
That is the best opening ever. Who wrote that? Paul Anka?
The Polish Prince wrote it?
Who was the guy complimenting you guys?
That was Alex Blomberg. We'll talk about it.
Who?
Alex Blomberg.
Is he related to the mayor?
No. It's a different spelling.
All right. But I agree with him. I'm just saying I don't know who it was.
Well, I'm not against the song, Boys.
I think just don't, I am.
I'm not that into it.
What is
it? You don't have to be into it. It's like, our theme song.
Who picked it? Is that officially?
Official.
Do you have to pay the guy?
No, it's Wiz Khalifa. So, you know.
I met Wiz Khalifa.
He's a great dude. Love
so Sam. Hey, so Sam's here hanging out. But he's not coming onto the mic.
What? No, he's
the CEO. But so that's a good clip. This is what I was going to say before.
Talking about Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Very complimentary.
The guy who said it, that's him right behind you.
Oh, that's the guy who said it.
That's him right behind you. Good to meet you, man.
I can't hold three thoughts in my head.
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Artie, how are you?
One of you nothings, get up and give him a seat.
Oh, the guy, man. God,
the
guy just...
on the couch
that was as good a compliment as you could get.
I tell you, that was the best compliment.
No, it was a good clip, but why didn't we cut where the other podcast he mentions up front and then cut where she says 2 hours is too long?
So you want to edit that?
He already edited it. I have to make sure we have the whole...
That's a typical comedian. That was the best thing, the best compliment I've ever heard, and you want to edit it.
He already edited it. I have to go back behind him and get the full version
I'm a little insecure with that.
He's the worst.
Oh my God.
He's such a comic. But thank you, Alex. Really appreciated that compliment, man.
Yeah.
Okay, get him on the mic. Can we get him on the mic over there? Look, he can at least explain who he is.
Here's what's funny.
Artie Lang's in the building. Ann Coulter's on her way up.
Is she? I was going to say.
Right, yeah, I can tell by the pistol black. Bring her in.
Hold on. This was funny because I go.
I'm going to put Ann in Artie's chair and put Artie in Alex's chair.
I'll get up. Yeah, I'll be very nice.
Artie, sit on Ann's lap.
Take a picture of it. Take a picture of all this.
Wait.
And here, put Artie there, and put Sam. I'll put Alex. Why did you call him Sam?
The mic right
there. We go. Alex, right there.
Why do I need to? Hey,
I gotta run everything.
Wait, listen. So Sherrod.
I'm so sorry.
Sherrod. Yeah.
But on the bright side, I'm liquored up.
So listen, what happened?
Caitlin.
I can't make. So listen. So Alex, I messaged him to say come on the show.
Yes,
right?
He's right there behind you, Kurt.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you the story. He's behind me. I don't know what to do. So Alex is like,
can we play that compliment again? Because Ann didn't hear it.
Do we have an hour to kill for the compliment?
Paul, can
we
you
don't
play
need
compliment?
To play the compliment again.
I want everybody to hear. I'm proud
hear
of it.
Them boys again. So Alex, so I go, listen, come on the show, and he was like, well, I'm a fucking CEO, dude.
You guys are kind of unfiltered.
Of what?
But it's like a kid, like you know when you get your arm broke and you're watching other kids in a pool. and you got a cast. That's what he's like. I can't. I'm a CEO. I he's can't get my cast wet.
He's scratching on the CEO cast.
The cast of corporate responsibility.
Explain
like
who you are.
Yeah. What exactly? What are you? Yeah.
So I'm a public radio journalist turned CEO of my own company.
And, yeah, that's great.
And Gimlet. The name of the company is that Gimlet?
It's Gimlet Media. Yeah. And so we are a podcasting company. We do podcasts. We have three podcasts up and running right now. And more on the way.
Have you heard about Race Wars? It's
yes.
Huge.
Yeah.
I have.
No. Wait a clip.
Have you heard about it?
Wait a clip. Wait a clip.
Way to tee it up. You're right.
Yes. Perfect.
No,
here we go.
What shows do you listen to on your when you're not listening and getting
it's the most
all
obnoxious thing
ready.
Ever that you're going to play this again?
Yeah. So I listen to a bunch of different stuff. Like I've been listening because now I'm so all great. Sampling, yeah. You know, like a bunch of different.
White man can't do that stuff.
The true executive.
Yes, exactly. So I listen to all the you know all the stuff. My Planet Money and Radiolab and The Smart Life.
That's
like my old. World. There's another like public radio show that I like a lot called How to Do Everything.
Hey, okay.
Radiotopia.
We'll edit that out.
Called Radiotopia. That does a bunch of great podcasts.
It's taken a while to
there's
get to Race Wars.
That I love. It's
that's
called
what
Race
I
Wars. And it's
interesting.
And it's just before he gets before I start like sounding like a crazy person. It's these two comedians. It's this guy Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger. Do you know
who is
guy?
Here on Fox? I've been on with him before, and he's so funny.
Podcast is amazing. I love their podcast. And it's like
it's
and
so
it
real.
Is, it's super funny, and it's all and it's the most honest and refreshing
it's
conversation
so
about race. Yeah. Like it's just like it's like totally
like
unapologetic and real, but also not
so real.
A great compliment,
such
though.
A great job. I love it, and I love listening to it. And it's like a 2 hour long, you know, sort of crazy fast.
We get it.
All right, cut it off. We got it. Thank you all.
Sherrod's gonna come into the Comedy Cellar with that on a boombox.
I jerked off to it 4 or 5 times. So
Esty, have you heard the latest review of Race War?
No, I did. You know, we were
so
watching Mad Max.
Right.
I was with Karen and John. We were watching Mad Max when I found out the clip. And then
pausing the movie.
I paused the movie, but I didn't have the isolated clip of the compliment. I just had the whole thing.
Oh, right.
So I made them sit because I couldn't figure out how to fast forward until we got to Alex complimenting.
Guys, I'd be excited. I'd be excited too, but like.
Reconsider the whole thing.
When you get to the end zone, act like you've been there before.
No,
no I've never been
there. We've never been there.
This is the longest Super Bowl dance I've ever
I got 3 more minutes of shuffle.
I'm throwing a flag on this one.
Also, no. You know, I'm not like anybody. Like, why are you?
You're
like,
a human being.
Like, why are you shuffling? You've got 3 podcasts on
the air. Maker of podcasts.
He's got 3 podcasts. That's 2 more than everyone else on the planet.
But this American Life, okay? And also, here's what's great, because this is the flaw that we purposely put in the name.
Right.
Because when he says he loves Race Wars,
you have
to
explain it.
Explain,
you have to explain it.
You have to explain
it. Oh, you're a madman.
It's really
you're
ready to go on some minutes.
Yeah,
I
will say, when I heard the title, knowing these two guys, I did think that would be good, and it lives up to it. It does.
There we go.
Well, okay, but let's say you didn't know
tape
us.
That. We tape that so we can play that back?
Yeah.
Let's say
I get to the point.
Artie, let's say you didn't know us, and you're in a comedy audience, and the host brings me up and says, host of Race Wars, Kurt Metzger. How does that sound? How does my Teutonic name sound in conjunction with a race war?
Or you find yourself in a live interview saying, like, oh, yeah, I really love this podcast called Race Wars.
Well, it was very articulate. He clearly listened. I mean, you know, it wasn't a bullshit compliment.
He explained the show. He really gets the show. He got
it. Are you saying it sounded better than me in my New Jersey shore trash accent talking about how it's good?
You, I sound like your uneducated uncle.
Yeah, what? You should be my Uncle Artie.
This is a good fucking show. You hear this show? Let
There's
me explain it to you. It's 2 fucking comedians. It's some black guy. It's a colored guy and a white guy. And what they do is they talk about race bullshit. I never heard anything like it. My Shylock listens to it. I listen down the barbershop. I got everybody down the barbershop listening to it. It's so real. What character did she play in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? That shit.
I don't know.
It's so real.
What was the. So you're CEO of Gimlet? Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
And Gimlet is what?
It's a drink.
It's a
delicious.
Drink. And it's a company. All we do is make podcasts. So we just make. You know, I was in public radio for a long time, and podcasts were taking off, and I saw it happen all around me. And
That's amazing, yeah. Dude, to go from public radio to something profitable. Like, I've never even seen. Did you sell a lot of tote bags? How did you make it?
Only in Obama's America.
I had to do a lot of it. Yeah. I had to go through a re-education a little bit to get out. But yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate the kind words and welcome to the show. And this,
thank you.
Enjoy the mayhem.
I will. Yeah, I'm gonna sit on the couch now.
We've had Artie.
I'll run up and jump on this microphone if I have something to say.
Yeah. We've had Artie and Ann on before, right?
Right.
And Artie we had before the great Twitter Artie bashing of... Well, I mean, you probably had more Twitter bashing.
Which one?
ESPN one.
Oh, yeah.
That's already a year ago.
I know.
Wow, it feels time flies.
It feels like I read this fat girl gloating about it only yesterday. There's a Lindy West article where
what
she's really
the
spiking the football.
What was the Artie bashing on ESPN?
No, I said, you know who Carrie Champion is?
She's one of the correspondents.
Black chick on ESPN. Yeah. Beautiful girl. Like a young Lola Falana. That's the best way to describe it. If Love Boat had Lola Falana on it, put it this way, I was watching. And I don't know, I was watching it, and I was on the phone. My buddy was a cop. And
keep going.
And we started making, you know, racial jokes to each other. And I said, hey, let's put this on Twitter, see what happens.
And what happened?
I thought, it cost me an appearance on At Midnight. Chris Hardwick.
He stood his ground and refused you entry.
Do you think that Chris Hardwick would ever let you fucking pollute his billion-dollar fake nerd empire? He's going to buy expensive skinny jeans with...
What do you mean fake nerd? You say he's a fake nerd?
I watched Terminator 3 when he was fat Chris Hardwick. He's a nice guy.
How's he a nerd, though? He's been on MTV since the 80s.
He's the most getting laid nerd that I've ever
seen. Every nerd banged the young Jenny McCarthy.
I don't want to be a stickler, but what did you put on Twitter?
I think you dropped a rather important part of the story. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. We haven't done the ceremony yet, so maybe he shouldn't.
No. Go say it. I
made up a scenario where I was Thomas Jefferson and she was a slave, and she gets the whip from me. She grabs the whip and whips me and escapes, and then I come, but I point
she got
out,
independence in the story.
No, I point out in the story to my naysayers that I only ejaculated when she was free.
Yes, the freedom of it.
Until when she got her freedom, I came like a geyser.
Trying to reach the North Star.
Yeah, and it was more of a...
I mean, how is that different from the average At Midnight answer from the podium? That's my question.
I'm so glad I asked for clarification.
I don't know that it was such a funny joke. It was very erotic. And
if you just read it out loud, you will laugh. I challenge you not to laugh.
Well, you know, now that they made such a big deal about it, every time someone makes a big deal about something, it sounds like Dan Quayle reading the lyrics to Cop Killer. It's like that dude. That was worth making that song just to hear Dan Quayle.
Yeah. And then he goes on to say
fake outrage.
Then he goes on to
I'm
say,
"I'm going to get my rocks off."
There was a DJ.
I'm going to dust some cops off.
There was
you
a local
hump.
There was what you just said is so true. And there was a local DJ who my lawyer told me I can't say his name, but he's like
Celino and Barnes.
He was like a big deal.
Is it Celino and Barnes?
I don't even know
who
they are.
Injury attorneys 1-888-888.
Oh, them. No, it wasn't them.
Okay. Why can't that be our theme song?
It was a disc jockey.
Can you replace them boys with Celino and Barnes?
It was a disc jockey for a mainstream like top 40 station. So he starts bashing me because of it, and he has his whole politically correct crew around him, and he kept calling me a monster. And then the monster. When you thought his Twitter bashing session was over, that's when the monster reloaded. Calling himself, having the audacity to compare himself to a founding father. This poor woman was at the hands of an enormous monster.
By the way, she had to wiki Artie Lang to know why she was insulted by Artie Lang, I bet.
Is she wiki me? We had to wiki the monster. Wow.
Is it the dramatic? Like, I've never, somebody interviewed me. Oh, from the poster, Fox, somebody called me up because we had Artie on the show
that night. Well, you guys defended me very nicely.
I know, but
we did a show
the,
from Village Underground.
Your family, Artie.
But that, like, made the paper.
You surrounded the fucking wagons.
But you're right. That's how crazy, like, it made the paper that I just defended Artie for a Twitter storm. Like, I don't even know what the fuck
that
is.
Well, you defended me on the, that's right. Listen, this is how crazy it was. The car to take me to At Midnight was waiting outside my apartment in Hoboken. God. And my friend called me and said, listen, did you know that you're not on this show?
Really?
And you know me, it takes hours to get ready for a TV appearance. I was deciding which cargo I was going to wear. And I'm like, no. He goes, no, you're not allowed. And my agent called me up and said, listen, yeah, it's bad. I'm like, what's bad? Because you're banned from ESPN. Like, that's gonna cut into my income. I'm banned from ESPN.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me sports legend Artie Lang?
If I'm banned from Bananas and Hasbrook Heights, that's gonna hurt me.
Did they cancel your 30 for 30?
No, somebody tweeted, hold on, somebody did tweet Noam at the Cellar.
Yeah,
I
right.
swear to God, and
really?
Go, Artie Lang does not go on that stage, or we will bring protests.
Let me
to
tell
the
you something,
store.
That would have been the best favor of all time.
I know.
What comic doesn't want protests? Testers at their fucking gig.
Oh, come open for me, Artie.
Yeah, I know. I love, by the way, I love Ann. I'm a big fan. I wanted to come here because I love Ann Coulter.
Well, the other hate I get is because we have Ann. Well, either we get people that turned around on Ann Coulter because they heard her on our show.
The monster.
Yeah, we change them.
Like, wow, I really. But
we change them.
But here's what I encounter when people are like, oh, just when I was in L.A. last, which is, of course, the place where that's going to happen, right? Where your friends, you had Ann Coulter.
That's,
I mean,
L.A.
I'm sorry, but how do you have that woman?
Say goodbye to your set at Largo, Mr. Metzger.
You think they say that to you? Imagine what I get. I would welcome the comments you got for hanging out with Ann Coulter.
Listen, but here's the thing.
We didn't know you were one of
them. Old black lady walked up to me and smacked barbecue sauce out my hand. Just smacked it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I clarify that I just have an email relationship and you have her actual number.
Yes.
That's what I tell
them
first.
Well, she's actually been to my apartment.
No.
What a sight
Keep
to
digging
say.
A hole, buddy.
Hello.
Keep digging a hole.
Hello.
I've been to your apartment, too.
I just got. That's right. Artie's been to my apartment.
Have you put sheets on the mattress yet?
Well, I got to have to take the sheets off because, you know, it was a lot of banging before you got in there.
I thought because Artie
both on
wanted
the left
to wear
and the
them.
Right.
It's a lot of banging going on.
Hey, hello.
Oh, so, yeah, anyway, I don't understand how Twitter, I get how people on Twitter are shitty. I get that. But I don't understand how it became this magnitude where I have to pretend with you that it matters what I watch Ben Carson. This is why I lost, not that I had a huge respect for him as a politician. I mean, he's a brain surgeon. I respect,
separated
I respect that part of him.
He's a bore, too. Good God almighty.
But I watched that fucking hunk. On MSNBC, Chuck Todd. You know Chuck Todd?
Yeah.
He separated the first conjoined twins. Ah, he's a bore.
He's a bore.
Hey, I mean, you know, for his benefit.
I mean, do that every time we see you then. Yeah. Just pull the fucking baby heads apart.
But don't you think that's a little...
Let's set it off.
It's selfish.
Listen, I mean, like, I gotta listen to him.
Wait, listen, this is why he's a bore, okay? So Chuck Todd goes, I couldn't believe this shit. Chuck Todd goes, is it true that you said hashtag Black Lives Matter is silly, okay? I mean, the gravity he said that, you'd have thought that this guy had a sexual fantasy about some ESPN bitch. Okay? You'd have thought he committed a real crime.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Tweet a harmless thing that doesn't do anything to anyone. You'd have thought that happened. So
and
then Ben Carson backpedals like this. He goes, no, I never said that was a silly... I mean, dude, how about the correct answer, which is, all hashtags are silly.
Yes.
Did you think this one was a more important hashtag? You suck. You're patting yourself on the back for doing nothing.
In his defense, he's new to politics. He's new at getting questions. And a normal person's reaction when you're asked something, did you do X, isn't to evaluate. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's just to say,
are you saying
no,
I'm not
I didn't
a normal
do
person,
it.
And
of course, no, you're far from normal.
No, I was just thinking today about all the ways reporters will trick you into saying something that you're not interested in saying, and that's one of them.
Well, that's what I like about you, because you really, because people go, like, is she doing an act? And I don't think you're doing an act. I think you're just saying what you think.
Yeah,
and it's insane to people, because the people that
you're really on easy street if you go through life as a right winger in politics.
Yeah, but people, well, it
it's just
where you
constantly
live.
Kennedy Center Award. Awards, cover of Glamour magazine. I'm in Race Wars because I'm refusing to do the Tonight Show.
This is everything that's not industry.
But you had to go to Jennifer Aniston's wedding tonight. You canceled that, right?
But the people
my
that
life
listen,
is great.
The people that would go, why is she awful? Somebody like, but she is just terrible. Oh, what did she say? Can never tell
never.
Me the thing you said.
Not one thing.
Same thing with my stupid Facebook. Oh, good. Oh, your Facebook. Well, what did I say? Oh, I don't know, but your Facebook. Right. So you don't have a thought. But
well,
I'm
Gavin
wrong because I had a thought.
Gavin McGinnis just offered a liberal, I think it was $10,000, to read one of my books after he was denouncing me. And I mean, pretending to be what I am.
Is that offer open still? Because I'm really broke. Like, will he give me 10 grand?
It was this particular liberal. I forget who it was, but he emailed me and told me about it and said, look, I'm not giving you a time limit, but only a pussy takes a year to read a book.
I was going to say.
So I'll just say that.
I have
so pretending
dyslexia,
to be a right-winger.
Listen, Super Fudge is harder than you think.
It's like.
Judy Blume threw a lot of tricks in
there. You're just pretending to be the guy who shot Cecil. You didn't really shoot Cecil. No, I'm just faking. Life is so great.
Well, you hit on two things that is what I really want to get into, which is one, this
Zebra Lives Matter.
Yes, this lion's like...
Thank God Cecil's
you
dead.
Want to type, he want to touch on this because is he still... He loves
so
that the local
hard.
People in Africa are like this. Why the fuck do they care so much about...
They're cheering!
Hold on, did you read the New York Times
Yes,
editorial?
I said that's an immigrant we can take.
But how great...
I love that guy.
The guy's African name, how great is his name? Goodwill... Like Mobutu or some shit, but Goodwill. I love those names so much.
They always have African name.
Dude, Goodluck Jonathan from Nigeria.
Right,
great name. They always have names like Happy Graduation, Djibouti Click Noise, Season's Greetings,
Baby Shower,
Mama Shower.
My favorite is Baby Shower Mukumbu. Yeah, Baby Shower. No, that's a cool dude, man. Baby
that's
Shower, cool dude.
Great.
I would love Baby Shower. I'd love him to play for the Knicks, actually. Baby Shower Mukumbu inside.
So anyway,
22 points.
Here's what Baby Pool had to say in a nutshell. He was like, listen. People were sending him condolence emails to this guy in Zimbabwe.
Right, right.
Okay? Saying, oh, we're sorry for your loss of Cecil the Lion. And he didn't know what the fuck they were talking about because it turns out they hadn't actually named their lions like that. The lions
killed
them.
He didn't know
them.
Who Cecil were.
That's right. Something.
The Dark Knight
fucking,
of Death.
Yeah, goofball tourists named the lions. Yeah.
Right.
The names for the Africans usually end at man-eater or man-killer.
Yeah.
Man
right,
killer.
Yeah. Right. Or run for your life.
Right. Sorry for the loss of Carmelo Anthony.
So fucking, he goes, yeah, I don't know if you know, like, a lion killed my cousin. He goes, we weren't upset, we were bewildered.
That'll
it turns out they need a lot less lions and more dentists. So if you're a lion-killing dentist, you are a national hero in Zimbabwe.
So that just means the dentist is more of an asshole now because he went there and shot a lion and still ain't looking at nobody's teeth.
But if you make, no, I'm saying, you make a good point. Fuck that. If you need a root Snow canal, you're not going to a lion. I mean,
no, if it weren't for big game hunting, these lions wouldn't be alive because the Africans would kill them. They are nothing but predators.
Yeah.
They keep them alive because rich Westerners will pay to shoot them.
Well, which seems odd, but, you know.
It's so weird.
What the fuck? It's a business.
Show? Why not just pay to go see them? Just go see a lion.
Well, that's only 20 hours.
It's a little fascistic of you. People have different kinds of enjoyments.
Yeah.
Different hobbies.
20,000 to sea lion.
I like to shoot guns.
To shoot lion.
Yeah,
we're going for your birthday. Fucking,
yeah, we're going to shoot for my birthday.
Let me ask you this. How much is it to fuck a lion?
I would fuck a lion now. As long as the lion don't lose his life, I would fuck it.
80 grand to fuck a lion.
Anyway, I'm just saying if
somebody's
Twitter,
fucking a lion.
Dude, if a Twitter somebody says something on Twitter, you know, could make you like kill yourself, right?
Right.
Maybe you should. Like and I'm not saying that's true. Right.
Yeah.
But I would like to say that Alex Bloomberg agrees with me.
Yes. He nodded. He nodded. I saw him nod his head.
He nodded his head.
I did not endorse that comment. That's why this podcast is so real.
We ruined lives.
Because of what you just said. Because of what Kurt just said. This is so real.
Yeah, that is not what Alex says.
Oh, good God Almighty.
But.
No, but you defended me. I tried on the At Midnight show. Kurt actually said something.
I know.
Which you took a big risk.
Oh, they go, what's
hardly nobody knew really who I was.
What did they say? Like the most dangerous thing that you wouldn't
the most
do?
Most dangerous thing. You said, speak my mind on Twitter. And it got like a spattering of applause. And then Chris Hardwick looked like a typical nerd, texted Carmen Electra, it'll be over later.
Well, he does
know. Go on, Kurt. I'm just nerding it up here.
He does know nerd shit. I give
He's
it to him.
Fake nerd, huh?
Oh, come on. Exactly. Look, nerd.
If you're judging by your knowledge of like Star Wars, he is a nerd.
No,
but
I'm not.
I'm not.
No.
I'm calling a nerd what I was in school, which is unfuckable. And you know what I mean? Or right. I guess in my
unfuckable.
Adulthood.
That's the nerd.
Right, exactly.
So it's
so
not
he's
in the
a
Star
more
Wars.
Stefan and less Urkel than
a nerd
he put
doesn't
up.
Have lunch at the Ivy with an agent.
But he's a, I like him. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying you get laid a lot. Like you're not like
yeah, brunch at the Ivy.
Yeah. Like Mike Lawrence.
I'm at the Ivy. I'm nerding it up at the Ivy. I'm getting the sashimi salad with Jenny McCarthy's hotter sister. I'm such a nerd.
Oh, man.
My black card at Barney's. I'm such a nerd.
But by the way, I do judge that guy for killing that lion, even though the African guy's right about that. Because I'm like, why would you want to do... I do agree with Ricky Gervais. Like, what's in you that you're like, I want to kill a lion
it's
and have
sick.
Its fucking head?
I don't know. You know, everybody says it, though. That's a very liberal, like... It's kind of cool to kill. Kind of cool to kill a lion.
If it's like attacking the village,
yeah. But I don't know. Like, still shoot the fucking
right.
Thing.
And it's
care.
With a bow and arrow. It's a very hard thing to do. And man, I love
whoa,
lion
did
rugs.
You get a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
That, don't say it's better because it's a bow and
it
arrow.
Totally
it's,
is.
It's the worst death. He got to run off and suffer.
But it's hard to
hit. That's right. The right thing is to shoot him in the head.
Just shoot him in the head.
Well, that's what they did when they caught up with him.
What are you saying, Sean?
You're sick.
He should have held the gun sideways.
By the way.
Yes, release.
Ernest Hemingway did this every summer, every nerd's hero.
He did.
Yeah.
But I don't get bullfighting either, but at least with bullfighting.
But he also beat women, didn't he?
And if you saw that picture, they really pay for that. So that's a fair
They're
fight.
They're taking a risk.
That was
yes.
A cool, you I thought it was yeah. A cool motherfucker.
He did everything cool.
Beat up a woman while he was killing a baby cheetah.
Oh, Hemingway.
You cool motherfucker. I'm going for Marlon. Shut up, whore.
Oh, did you, by the way, speaking of beating a woman while killing a lion, did you read...
Speaking of...
That should be a book.
Did you read the thing
by
about...
Coulter. Speaking of beating up a woman while killing a lion...
That's what we should do in the Middle East.
The new Ann Coulter page turner from HarperCollins.
Did you read about Dr. Dre, like an N.W.A. movie?
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, I guess they let, because they're talking about how the movie gets into all the nooks and crannies of N.W.A., but here's one nook and cranny they didn't get into. I guess Dr. Dre, like beat up several women.
Oh, we knew about that. One woman, he had the D from that hip-hop show. He had to pay $5 million.
It's not in the movie.
I mean, well,
they
I
didn't
mean,
cover
know.
That. But then the other thing I didn't know.
That's not a big surprise.
But this is why I know about the story, because it was on Sade.
Allegedly.
Sade Pilot's Wall. You know Sade?
Yeah.
Sade the singer?
No. Sade who threw the phone at
Sorry,
Gavin.
That's the only Sade I know.
No, you know Sade.
I'm from Newark.
Wait, someone?
Gary Goldman's girlfriend now.
Whose girlfriend?
Gary Goldman's girlfriend.
Goldman. Oh, Gary. I know has a girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
The black chick.
The cute black chick?
Oh, the black chick.
Wait a minute, but you said the one who threw a phone at Gavin?
Yeah, she threw a phone at Gavin.
Could we get
head.
Back to that?
Oh, that oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
oh,
that's okay. She did
so
it on
Gavin,
Race Wars.
Which, by the way, I've seen, I mean, I'm not going to say Gavin's,
Race Wars.
Gavin's not enraging enough to throw a phone at, but just in my show, this was the contention we had
He loved
her.
It, too. He loved it.
She no, threw Gavin
That was
loved
foreplay
it.
For him.
Gavin
he
was like,
loved
yeah.
it.
She threw a phone at Gavin McLeod.
Yeah, he got, no, Gavin McLeod. As a matter of fact, you're exactly right. Gavin McLeod.
Gavin McGinnis.
So, because Gavin hit her with like such a, it was a hilarious shot because he was saying something. It was saying something sexist. But
oh,
he
a joke.
Up, yeah, but then he backed up with, you know, if you were home cooking right now, we'd all have a nice meal and not be in the some shit that yeah. like just hit her. Right, so she whipped her phone at his head.
And her phone, loves. Like yeah, she loves a phone. She's
yeah, she
bringing her
fuck.
Own phone.
And I see she the bedazzled phone. I see she
yeah,
has.
Is,
right?
Yeah.
You got all that pink
no,
shit.
No, look,
in your
Sade is a down ass bitch, and that's her best and also worst quality. Like I also like that about her, but it's also not necessarily good. But you know, listen. And throw a phone at Gavin.
Message.
I don't give a shit. You could do that, okay? But just not on our goddamn show. Just do respect our house was my only issue, not
yeah,
the
that's,
violence.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm
exactly.
for her violence, okay?
Coming up on Race Wars, we find Sade. What's your name? Sade. Sade's best and worst quality.
So wait, this is why I'm getting... So she posts on her Facebook about Dr. Dre. She goes, and I didn't know this whole story first.
Right.
But she posts like, fuck Dre. This like much like Bell Knox from the porno thing that should follow him around his whole life, like her doing porn.
You know.
So then I'm like, oh, Sade, this is another one of your fucking fuck men, yeah. go for women things. Yeah. Which it is, but in fairness to her, in fairness to her, when I read what Drake, he beat his fucking ex-girl or
Michelle
wife.
Michelle A.
It was Michelle A?
Yeah, they got a kid.
Nice, nasty?
I got to come with all the information.
Hold on.
Yes.
But the is this the one that he beat her to the point she had to get plastic surgery?
I think so.
Yeah, that's a little
But guess
severe.
What? He paid for it, so ain't that nice?
Well, I'm gonna say, you know what's going to follow Dr. Dre around his whole life?
I'm going to write a song, an R&B song called You Picked Him, Bitch, and it's going to be about all your and then a burned stuff and all that shit they said. Yeah. Like, you picked him.
You picked
it
him.
Was obvious you shouldn't have. To everyone.
Yeah.
He had a tattoo on his neck. You thought he wasn't going to hit you, really? No, you thought he was kind enough to wear his fucking hat and have a Fred Durst goatee to let you know I'm poison. Don't come near me, but your dumb ass was attracted to it. So just how bad am I supposed to feel? That's all I'm saying.
Right, okay.
That's a great that, song.
You know who was poison was Eazy-E's girl. And that was poison.
Listen, I lived with a crazy...
I second that.
I lived with a genuine, and we're friends now, but a genuine crazy person that regularly assaulted me, okay, and I was like, it's hard to leave. I used to say that dumb shit, and you know why? Because I didn't want to pay my own fucking rent, and it was hard getting cable installed in that
so
neighborhood.
The ass woman was
I just couldn't go through
it's
that.
It's hard
again.
To leave.
So it's not that hard. It's like, why didn't you? That hashtag why I didn't leave.
But
that's
a girl
mine.
Can't have done much damage to you.
Oh, she beat the shit out of her.
She whipped a full jar of peanut butter at my balls.
Depends on the broad. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. She's Sicilian, and let me tell you something. They're fucking. I mean, they're half animal.
Yeah.
Sicilian women, and I say this.
No, it's been proven. No, it's been proven.
What does that mean?
Hold on.
Artie, you got stories about it. Come on, the old neighborhood.
I've never hit a woman, but I've been with chicks who can take a charge.
No, Sicilian women.
They get both feet planted.
Yes.
By a dory.
They're half
you
the devil.
You can do 6 months.
They're half the devil, and my friend Alex Bloomberg will attest to every word of that.
He nodded yes again. He nodded yes. So we got approval from
that's
Alex.
That's when the monster.
No, my
reloaded.
Mom's Italian. That's how I got abused so bad, because my mom's Italian.
That's not just, why you got abused so bad, because you were an asshole kid. That's why you got abused so bad.
No,
take
I was
the blame off of you.
But I will say something funny.
You don't blame it on the Italian women.
Do you remember? It is Italian women. Remember when I told you that the in my neighborhood, like, the bullies would, like, actually make me play football with them? And then you pointed out, Kurt, I think they were just including you in football.
He thought it was a punishment. Like, you guys, why did you pick me?
They made me the quarterback, and I was like, stop bullying me. That's
what
how lazy
a dork.
I am.
He was a dork.
That's how much you're I didn't like want to
yeah, you were a dork like Chris Hardwick's a nerd.
That's true. Yeah.
Speaking of football, what's the name of the guy punched and his jaw broke?
Who?
Geno Smith.
Geno
but
Smith.
Who, I mean, the Jets are like, the Jets are better off.
But what's
him.
Up with your boy picking him up? Picking up the dude who just got suspended.
What are you talking about? Who?
The guy who punched Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan.
Oh, I know Rex
put
Ryan.
Put him on the Bills.
Yeah, well, listen, Rex Ryan's a dope toe.
Yeah.
I mean, Rex Ryan has got warning track power as a coach.
He looks like a big, fat Irish woman.
Well, he gets... you remember his old
that's
man,
Jim
Buddy?
Bush.
Oh, yeah,
or
father.
Buddy Ryan looked like?
That's
I mean,
true.
He was not healthy. But, you know, he gets to the championship games. That's all he does. He can't get further, I think.
Are you guys talking about sports?
The Jets.
Yes.
No, we're not. We're talking about the Jets.
Oh, thank God I'm not the only girl here.
Do you know what I always say, Ann? Whenever he tells me who's playing who, I always go, I hope everyone has a wonderful time.
Yeah.
What's the big game next week? I hope everyone plays fair and no one gets hurt.
Shut up. I know what I want to ask Ann about.
What?
Your boy Trump and...
My love.
I love Trump.
Megyn Kelly. Whose side are you on, first of all? Who's?
Well, both of theirs. I thought the questions were fine, and I thought Trump was fantastic.
I thought he was hilarious when he said, I only said that about one woman, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine poor Rosie O'Donnell? She'd have to dinner somewhere and go, who's the big loser in the debate? You.
Follow-up question. Yeah. Follow-up question
to
that.
Can I, the poor woman.
But
the
Artie,
poor
here's my question. How did Trump say that and is still running for president and Artie couldn't get on at midnight? Just how? Just why would a comedian be held to a standard that a guy running for president is not held to?
That's why Trump is our guy.
I mean, listen.
That's why he's my guy.
It's going to open all new vistas up for us.
I mean, the blood comment, I'm just upset he didn't do it at the debate. Like, the comeback should have been, blood's coming out of your pussy. Blood is coming out of your pussy right now.
He was not referring to that.
What did he say?
He said, blood's coming out of your pussy.
He did not.
He said, out of her nose and out of her wherever.
And then what else is next? Read the fucking line. Between the lines.
That's crazy. He totally wasn't referring to
that. I'm kidding.
He didn't have to. We knew
it was probably her ass.
No, it was conservative dweebs who interpreted it that way because they have sick, diseased minds.
Okay.
You don't interpret stuff that way?
I love Trump because Trump is like a constant, just a guy who's just always drunk yelling shit out.
I know.
The Mexicans are going to push a bill of law. Who's going to pay for it? The king of Mexico. I'm going to get the king of Mexico to build a fucking wall. And then
it's going
to
be huge.
I don't like guys who got captured in wars. How's that fucking sound?
If you were a hero, you wouldn't have got captured. You're a loser with no class.
If you were a hero, you wouldn't have got... It was only your 23rd flight. You fucking asshole.
A real man would have escaped like Rambo out of that camp.
Let me out talk to the Mexicans. I love Mexicans. Build a wall around that motherfucker. And then put a little door in it so the little Mexicans can come through. I have a door for my Mexicans who work for me. We have a big wall around the outhouse.
Okay, why are we not all Trump speechwriters right now?
That's what I'm thinking.
Because if Trump made that speech, 20 points in the polls the next day.
I have a wall around my Mexicans who work for me, and I put a little door that they can come through just to mop up, and they go back.
Dude, you got to be the White House press secretary.
Oh, dude, the fucking
best. Give me another shot of Rumpelman. I'm running for fucking president. I'm drunk Donald Trump.
Drunk Trump. Drunk Trump. Drunk Trump.
I'm drunk Trump. There's pussy. There's blood coming out of your pussy.
He did not say that.
Hold on. Let's
you notice
Trump
how
Trump.
I concede every other point?
I love every question. Like, what would you do about taxes? There's blood coming out of your pussy.
No, we're going to do that. And you be Megyn Kelly. I want you to be Megyn Kelly. And I want you to ask.
All right. Trump.
You're
tough
question.
You're Brett Baier.
Okay, let's see it.
I'm the Brett Baier with that stupid Boy Scout head of his.
Okay.
Yes.
God, he looks like Davey from Davey and Goliath.
He looks like the Lego man. He got Lego man hair.
He's Lego hair.
And disposition.
Well, he's still put together.
Which reminds me, you know, in defense of Megan, the problem was she didn't ask all the candidates the question.
Right?
That's because
there was blood coming out of her.
Donald Trump did not say that.
I'm saying it.
Every time you say it, I'm going to keep going
Trump.
Back
to Trump. Okay. Trump.
Now,
Trump.
It's not Trump. That the questions to him were so bad. It's that the questions to the rest of them were so boring. Yeah. And by the way, the answers were really, really, really
boring. Because weren't they trying to set up?
They were boring.
Were you sleeping at every moment other than, the cat fight between Christie and Rand Paul?
I just fast forward to the parts they said to watch on the
every time Trump talks.
And it looked like everybody...
Other than that...
It looked like... It's like Bill Cosby up there putting people to sleep.
That was Ben Carson, sir. It's a different black doctor.
Marco Rubio.
Are you Mrs. Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
No, Donald.
No, sir. And it's Ben Carson. He's not.
That's not Johnny Carson.
Do 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 do. That's Ben Carson.
Can someone tell Ben Carson to get my car? I'm a neurosurgeon. Yeah, right. Good one.
Drunk Trump, please. This is a
drunk
debate.
Trump.
I'm drunk Trump.
Now, drunk Trump, let me ask you this. What is your position on abortion? Would you have some abortion, or do you say, like other Republicans, no abortion under any circumstances? What's drunk Trump's position?
That's a good answer.
I'm for abortion.
You know?
Especially if my daughter is dating Ben Carson.
Drunk Trump. Drunk Trump. Drunk Trump. Drunk Trump.
I want him to separate my daughter's pussy from his dick.
Drunk Trump sound like drunk Hulk Hogan, don't he?
Oh, my God. Now, drunk Trump, how do we handle
What else?
How do we handle ISIS, Drunk Trump?
I'll tell you how you handle this motherfucker. You got a big knife in your back. I get, you know what I do?
What?
I behead Megyn Kelly.
Okay.
Because
okay.
There's blood coming out of her pussy.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
That's straight from the holy book.
I mean, that would don't take ISIS by surprise.
Don't hit me with these trick questions.
Is that gotcha journalism, Drunk Trump?
Oh, my God.
It's right, an ISIS crisis. I just made that up.
All right, so here's the other thing that I want to get into.
Okay.
Which you brought up Gavin. It's great because I had a fight with him on Twitter about this.
Oh, yes.
Why
okay.
am I
okay.
the only person not getting in fights on Twitter? Oh, because I don't read because responses. Oh, I just remembered why.
I'm not going to say the full sentence. I'll give you the bullet points. Blood! Pussy! Put it together, sweetie.
Trump did not say that.
Well, he alluded to it.
He did not allude to it.
That's why Trump just won my vote over Trump.
Yes, I would.
I'll be great for women. Women love me.
They do.
Mexican women love me.
Drunk.
I love when a Mexican woman goes through the little door I make for her.
Drunk Trump.
I love that. Was so funny. He goes, I'm not opposed to putting a little door in the wall.
He said that. I thought that was sweet.
I didn't miss that.
He said that.
He was trying to be nice.
That's the funniest thing a candidate's ever said. Oh, I so want to build a wall, and I'm not opposed
to putting a little adorable door. Poquito. Like,
no
poquito,
one's asking. I'm not barbaric. I'm not asking them to climb over the wall.
Poquito puerta.
I'm not asking them to build a ladder. It's going to cost a little extra, but I'm not opposed to it. Maybe a sliding door.
That's very generous.
I'm not opposed to it.
It's a very generous policy.
I'm not opposed to it. Like somebody would have to give
somebody brought it up. Can we at least have a tiny door for their tiny heads, Trump?
Like a lawyer.
All right.
A lawyer's so frustrated. Listen, okay, we'll build a wall. Can we at least have a door?
They're not budging on a door, sir.
I don't hate the idea.
They're not budging on a door.
I'll get them to budge on a door.
I thought it showed his compassionate side.
Of course.
It was compassionate.
Why is Fox going at him, though, Ann? Why is Fox attacking Trump like that?
Well, the story is in all the media that Rupert Murdoch said to take him out.
Well, what about Roger Ailes, though? Yeah. Roger Ailes did a smart thing. He knows it's ratings. And then Trump did a smart thing by saying, Roger Ailes called me, so Megan, shut the fuck up. Your boss called
That's
me.
That's what right. the story is. I mean,
it's ratings, right?
Yeah. But it's not ratings just because Trump is exciting. It's ratings because Fox viewers, and by the way, MSNBC viewers, CNN viewers, all viewers, apparently love Donald Trump.
I agree.
I mean, he has amazing cross party appeal.
Who doesn't love me? I've got the Rumpelman. Who wants some Goldschlager?
You know, he doesn't drink.
Bullshit.
Drunk Trump
does. Of course, he's worth $11 billion and we aren't.
You're right.
Oh, but they say it's $2.9 billion.
That's right. What about
that? Oh, they knock everything he does.
Who was counting it? Mexicans?
You know they can't. Well, I'm not opposed to teaching Mexicans math. Just the ones that come through the little door.
Can he win, Ed? You think he can win?
I actually do.
He can win the he can win the candidacy, but
I did not think he could win the nomination or the presidency. And then about a week in, I thought, oh my gosh, he could be the nominee and he could beat Hillary.
In all seriousness, is it something weird about me that I'm more scared of Hillary Clinton than him?
No,
I don't know. She seems devious to me. Like
okay.
He is not devious. Anything on his mind comes right out. He's much like us that
Artie,
way.
She's devious. The appeal of her is not that she's like likable. Or right. And the appeal of her is, I want, like, for example, I want fucking single payer. I want that.
Okay.
And this devious bitch will get it from me.
So
and
it's
I, that's
real,
why I vote
it's,
for
it's
her.
Issues. It's real issues with
it's
her.
It's issues,
right.
And it's not that liking her. And right. by the way, not voting for her.
I don't even
like her,
think
is
it's issues. I must tell you, I think it's we owe her. The feminists are saying it was deserved. She deserved it in 2008. And you Democrats ran off with this trophy wife, Obama. And now you owe her. You owe Hillary. But the problem is feminists may think that, but I don't think Americans feel like we owe her.
What do you know from America? No, I don't.
Really?
I don't think you're right.
I'll build a little door for Anne to go back home.
We're like a tall, thin door.
I'm a little tall right next to my bigger door.
You'll have a thinner door. Let me work this out. 1 second. I'll do it in 2 seconds. I can get this. I'll have a big door for me.
All right. Well, this is the Gavin fight.
Because Gavin McGinnis, by the way.
What do you say?
If people don't know who it is, it's Gavin McGinnis, who's been on Fox News, and you know he's got a podcast on Stand Up New York.
As Sherrod, as Karen Caitlin calls him, steampunk Donald Trump.
That's pretty funny.
He dresses steampunk.
He is kind of steampunk.
What does that even mean?
Steampunk Artie. Wait, Uncle Artie, you don't know what steampunk is?
Don't hit me with these big fucking words. I'm still working on the door logistics.
Well, steampunk could help you with that. That would be the technology
I've
for a Mexican
dude. I've been steve-punked.
Steve-punk. All right, so slavery is the reason for the Civil War.
Slavery's bad.
Yes or no? Drunk Trump, please.
Yes, but that's not Trump, why the soldiers please. Fought.
Why did the soldiers fight?
Because it was their home. They didn't have slaves.
Right.
But it was because, so, yes, of course, at a larger level, of course, the Civil War was about slavery.
Well, that's not what Gavin says.
No,
he
no,
says
no, but
it
that's
was about
not
states'
why,
rights.
You know, he's a Canadian coming
soldiers.
Down here trying to start trouble in our country.
Agreed.
Well, thought about it, Canada. Knew about it.
Boom.
Yeah, but first of all, it's not just the owners that are making money off that. There's the guy who makes whips. And the, guy,
yeah.
the
big
town,
industry,
the town
no,
Shacklesmith,
but they weren't.
The dog trainer.
They were fighting barefoot. I mean, and
yeah, because they are that low that they didn't. God forbid. This is from I got
no,
just
it
reading
was
the
a
quotes.
Very
this is their quotes that I'm going from. God forbid a black is equal to me, and never mind having a slave. That fucking
no,
crime
but
can't
Abraham
happen.
Lincoln said the same thing, and he was the one who staged the Civil
that
War.
Makes
so
him
but
even
that's even
better.
More,
that,
that
means
more
he's
respectable.
Even
that
means he's
that
even
makes him a better person.
If he was a racist
and
fought the Civil War to free black people, that's a greater man than I thought he was.
Yes.
He's fighting about, for slavery yeah, and being a racist.
Beyond my hate, but, I'm going to do this.
He's
well,
not
okay.
the good guy.
At one
he's
point,
the one
he also
good.
Said, if I could save the Union by keeping slavery, right. I would do it. If
right.
I could save the Union by getting rid of slavery, if I could do it. If I could get save the
right.
Union by...
He
okay,
also
so,
said
in
the
some
South
ways,
was so shitty that he couldn't.
But he also
that's
said...
That's how shitty the South... They were like,
ways,
we don't trust you. You're going to get rid of slavery.
He also said they're all pink on the inside.
But the argument wasn't... See, this is what they always do. This is what he said. He goes, well, Abraham Lincoln was a racist. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, what does
the,
that matter?
The point is, they wanted to keep slavery, and they were going to fight to the death. And if you were going to fight for a rich
no,
guy to have
to
slaves...
No, they wanted to keep the Union.
Even abolitionists was a little about. Racist. Even abolitionists
right,
who had black people in the house was like this.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. the same as when people
had
down...
To be.
People down Margaret Sanger... You know, I had somebody post this about Planned Parenthood,
right.
but some black pastors asked... To take down the bust of Margaret Sanger from this fucking city thing.
They should.
No, they
it's
shouldn't.
Creepy.
Planned Parenthood's fucking great. It's like saying the moon landing's not great because a Nazi helped us. So what if she was a racist? Birth control's great.
No, but it
yeah.
wasn't.
Planned Parenthood's great.
No, no, no,
abortion
no, no.
Is
it's
necessary.
Totally different. It's not
you're gonna
like
tell
it's
me.
Unrelated
I
to why she was starting Planned Parenthood.
Don't get into
Parenthood.
That conversation.
Who
it
gives
was
a
specifically
shit?
For to kill black babies. It wasn't like, you know, oh, we're going to pass out birth control
well,
pills. She made
yeah.
it absolutely clear.
Black
that's
babies
what
matter.
Was the idea.
That's the quote that they use that you're kind of paraphrasing.
Well, it's more than a quote.
But she did a lot to help black women, and that's the thing that's twisted.
By killing
but
the babies because she
look,
was into eugenics.
I'm
going to
give it to
you. I'm torn on
I'm
this.
Say,
I'm
no,
torn
but it's
on
not
this.
Like it's
I'm
a,
giving it to you. I'm giving
you know,
it to
Mark
you.
Twain, and he used the N-word. It was specifically her purpose in starting
hey,
all of these Planned Parenthood.
I'm
going
to give that shit to you. So what? It's still great. It doesn't take away from how great it is getting
okay,
birth
you
control.
Might...
It doesn't take away
no,
at all.
Birth...
George Washington had slaves.
Issue.
I still like America. I forgive you. You're
no,
a slave.
No, no, no,
I'm
no.
indifferent
now you're going
with George
back
Washington.
To someone who did something else who had a slave as opposed to Margaret Sanger, and what she's being celebrated for is this
they
eugenics
to
effort
I
to kill
them.
Lots of black people, and that was she was absent. I mean, she wasn't one sentence.
Okay.
That's all she wrote
just
about.
Just because she had one
she's a sick bitch.
It wasn't one
just
sentence.
Just because she had one great idea, I don't think we need to blame her for the rest of the
thank you. Thank you.
You shut your joke mouth, Kurt. You
it
shut
doesn't
your
matter.
Joke mouth.
The final thing is, she started a great thing. So, what's it, who's the guy?
She started a great thing for the wrong reasons.
So, yeah, the intention doesn't matter. The
that happens all the
it's
time.
It's kind of like the Germans getting all this technology
but
from.
Then,
I like aspirin.
From
and
tanks
I'm pretty
and stuff.
Sure aspirin
but
directly
then you should have,
Jews.
Like, a bust of your penis so that you can have lots of
I'm
sex
listening.
And not worry about it. It shouldn't be a bust to the woman who was specifically. specifically putting these abortion clinics in black neighborhoods.
Tear a fucking picture down.
I
agree.
It isn't like she did something else and, oh, and she was a racist on the
side.
Yeah,
fuck that bitch.
That's why she was doing it.
You heard her.
We're going to have a statue of your penis,
unique.
And if that doesn't get you, I don't know what I don't else know I can
and Kota and me going against you two whiteies.
Am I supposed to? Hold on a minute.
Fuck that bitch. You started Planned Parenthood. Fuck her babies. Fuck her grandmama's babies.
I don't fully understand.
We like what she did. I use Planned Parenthood more than anybody. Thanks for that. But fuck you, bitch.
I just want to be clear. I'm supposed to be against the big statue of my penis. Is that what you just suggested to me?
That's what she's saying.
I don't even know how I'm not already winning this argument.
I was thinking that would win you over. I was sweetening the pot.
I'm against any fake interpretation of Kurt's penis.
You should have started off the argument by saying this ends with a statue of your cock.
I wanted the same size as that Mexican door in the wall.
So if you're saying overall, I mean, you're letting the individual soldiers off the hook.
Oh, this is Kurt's white penis.
It's
bigger than I remember.
Well, you know how it is.
Oh, I'm not opposed to a statue of his cock.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I'll give you the real measurement. It's 1.5.
One and a half faces.
I measure it in face lengths. I don't know. You guys use inches? I measure faces.
I'm not even listening.
And I'm not talking about thin little, you know. I'm talking about tiny Mexican heads, as Drunk Trump would say.
My cock is two Mexican heads.
But enough about my cock.
Enough about your stupid cock.
But you say overall it was for slavery, though, right? You do say that.
Right, but I would also say that most of the people fighting had no slaves, were poorer than slaves, were competing with slaves. They were fighting because Union soldiers came to their part of the country.
To this day, Southerners are still dumb enough to defend rich people. That's how they are.
Southerners less than the entire Republican field for president.
You think these soldiers out here in Iraq own oil companies?
Yeah. Listen. That's a little more indirective and evil than directly fighting to make sure slavery
stays. But they're
doing
it less than the Republican candidates for president. They're the ones who really are defending.
The only war that seemed to have any ethical real something at stake morally was World War II. The rest seemed like we really were saving the world.
But even that, which I agree with you, is saving the world.
The rest seemed like bullshit.
If you're a fucking Christian, you couldn't even fight in that war. If you're a real Christian.
Afghanistan was pretty good.
Well, so there's no moral thing. There's no moral war ever.
Afghanistan.
There's not.
It was over
the
in 6 months.
Weeks, is mean, when Jesus
I'll give
comes
you
back
6 months on
you.
That.
That's the only
moral. Wait, what are you babbling about?
No,
I heard you say something about Christians and I wasn't hearing the surrounding words.
He said it's against the religion, what, just to kill in
general? No, it isn't. It's absolutely not against Christian religion to go to war.
I tell you this.
Oh, you're a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. You don't even celebrate birthdays. You don't know what Christianity is.
That's also unchristian. That's hysterical you would say that to me.
I know.
You don't celebrate birthdays. You know what Christianity is. They're unchristian. They're very unchristian. But here,
this isn't Christianity. This is some nut cult.
What? That's all.
You're a lovely person, but you were raised in a nut cult.
That's what I call it, a doomsday cult.
Well,
I'm not a Christian.
Why are you arguing with me? Once again, we agree. A statue to your penis, you belong to a nut cult.
But are you a Christian? What kind of Christian are you? A Catholic?
Straight Christian. Presbyterian, technically.
Okay. So, listen.
You proddy cunt. Sorry. It's the Irish in me. That's the Irish in me.
You're a Protestant.
Yeah,
I thought you went to Catholic school.
I went to Catholic school, went to a Presbyterian church.
You went to all those, really?
I went to Bishop Lachlan in Brooklyn.
I went to a lot of different things, too.
Catholics have the best schools.
It's pretty good.
How would you justify, just if you're a Christian?
Yeah.
Because you've read the book, right?
The book?
Yeah.
The Bible?
The Cave Jew Dum Dum Book.
The Bible.
He called it the Cave Jew Dum Dum Book.
Bill Maher. Oh, you guys are brave.
What is Bill Maher? I don't know that Bill Maher is qualified as I am to
What is Bill Maher like in bed?
He's great. Oh, me? He's great.
Why are you looking at Kurt? He's very aggressive.
What is he like in bed?
Stop looking at Kurt for that question.
New rule.
I mean, he keeps in shape.
New rule. My pinky's in your ass. New rule. You shut up while you blow me.
Why are you reading my submission packet to Bill Marshall?
New rule.
He's literally word for word my submission. You gotta blow me.
He hates religion, though. He hates religion
just like Kurt.
No rule. There's no God. I guess there's a God.
And I'm not a guy. See, there's a difference. It's like people that hate it. You know, it's like comics that go to England. You know, there's a classic comedian thing, such as Jamie Kilstein, of where you're a comedian, you go to another country and like bash America, and they love you because they hate America.
Right. Like the Dixie Chicks.
Right. Like,
exactly. Yeah, I hated that.
Hated Bush, but fucking.
Yeah, say it in Texas.
Like Ariana Grande.
Right.
Like Ariana Grande.
I hate Bush.
Right. But the hatred, Ariana Grande, that's crazy because America invented what she does.
Ariana Grande.
That's crazy. But whatever. The point is, the hatred that an English person would have for America is merely themselves reflected back at them. My hatred that I would have for America is a genuine thing. My hatred of religion is not like Bill Maher. He doesn't know fucking religion like that. I got this shit beat into me and then beat out of me again. Vigorously. So I know the Bible intimately. So I want to know.
But wait, it says like as a Seventh-day Adventist.
Forget all that, it's
Christianity.
Witchcraft.
Okay,
it's witchcraft.
Forget all the whatever the shit.
Can we take a vote? Is that Christianity? No, it is not.
Okay. New rule! This isn't a vote! This is my show! Oh, I guess you're not dumb. I'm smart. You're stupid.
Oh, man.
That's almost a good Bill Maher impression.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
Here's what I want to know. This is why I ask every Christian. So how do you justify, one, any kind of nationalism at all? How, like, when people say, because you were talking about a civil religion. That's how I felt when you guys were talking about football, exactly. Yes. Well, how can I disrupt this with noises? Because I don't give a fuck about
Race
Wars.
Go ahead.
No, I understand it.
Do we have 100%. Time for a promo? You're watching Race Wars.
Yeah, call it 866-969-1969. Nate,
justify,
I see you on hold. Nate, I see you.
How would you justify any going to war on the behalf of a country being a Christian? Just how would you justify that? Because it's pretty clear.
Good question.
Not only turn the other
it's
cheek.
It's not a good question at all. It's a snooze fest of a question.
But also, God
There's
hates every country.
There's nothing against killing in the Bible. There's something against murder.
That's just about the commandments.
Christianity.
No, murder. Murder's in the commandments.
Murder is an unjustified killing.
It's translation.
Stupid juvenile sophomore at question.
I'm not
it's just translation, Artie.
Part.
I'm not talking about the Jew part.
Okay.
New rule, no Jew part.
Yes. I'm not talking about that part. I'm not talking about what the Jews did. I'm talking about Jesus was pretty clear.
Okay, well,
he
in Christianity, unlike your little cult, we believe the Old Testament too. So
your
it isn't
cult.
Just the Jew part. There's nothing against killing in the Bible.
So when the Christians were being fed
it's against
the lions,
murder.
Why
you can't
they fight
kill
back?
Unjustifiably.
Is anyone else
you
hearing
can't kill
me?
At all? You could maybe kill
yes,
in
you
self-defense,
can. That's a crazy
maybe.
Cult belief.
No,
that's
it's
like,
turning the other
and
cheek.
And by the way, speaking of George Washington, he really effing hated the Amish because they had this belief.
Who brought him up?
Well,
I just did. Because he reminds me of these Amish. They refused to fight in the Revolutionary War.
Because
they were
Christians.
And then they started bossing George Washington around.
We wouldn't have a fucking
and
revolution.
George Washington said, screw
hey,
you,
I'm not
fight
a Christian.
The war.
They are cowards. I'm not a Christian.
You're not a Christian.
We wouldn't
you
have
don't
a revolution if they wouldn't have a revolution
oh,
if they were Christian.
I'm sorry.
They
I
would have just paid their taxes like Jesus told you to
read.
Do.
Let's everybody calm down.
No, I can't do this.
Everybody calm your white selves down.
War
How?
In the history in of war of
Jesus didn't
war.
Say just pay your fucking taxes. That's not in the Bible.
Our war was given was promoted in Christian sermons in Christian pamphlets.
Yeah,
the entire Christian church.
Christian Slater.
Well, okay, because you know what keep defining Christianity as your peculiar little cult. That's not Christianity.
That's what Christianity is. A peculiar cult.
Okay, well until your
it's
little cult.
It's not the establishment.
No, it's
ever.
Not.
The only people that are going to get saved are
it was
be
an
this
incredibly
many.
Christian country,
I'm in
colonial
the only
pre-revolutionary
real
America.
I would say,
it was an incredibly Christian war. There were Christian
That's
ministers saying, well, you're just going to keep saying, that isn't what Mormonism says. Okay, this isn't Mormonism we're talking about.
About
whatever
the Bible.
Scientology doesn't say that.
The
well,
Bible.
I got a tip for you. Pre-revolutionary America wasn't Scientologist, it wasn't Mormon, and it wasn't your crazy little cult
Jehovah's.
Either. It was something known as Christianity.
Yeah,
and it was incredibly
it
Christian. And generals were encouraging the boys to fight by saying, go and do your duty for God and Jesus today. And they'd go
okay.
and kill redcoats
okay.
because we were
so
fighting
Just so
for
clear.
Freedom given to us right. by God as described in the Declaration of Independence for which the Liberty
right.
Bell, it was 100% based on the idea that you can't have a king ruling you only because God gives us our rights, not
right.
some king ruling
That's
why
over. Jesus is going to be
it
president,
not our
king. It was a
deeply Christian
what?
Religion, not
yeah.
Seventh-day Adventist or whatever
oh
your little fucking guns.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Drop the mic on a nigga. Shit.
So just so I understand where you're coming from.
No, was,
you don't
dissed.
Know what Christianity is, and you don't know what our revolution is.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Here's what I do.
Here we go, goddammit.
Well, can we go? Can you stop clapping
Sorry,
for a second?
I got caught up, though. You're right. You're right. I got caught up.
So you're telling me it was cool with God for a bunch of Christians to murder other Christians in the name of having a country. That's
not the name of having a country. In the name of a Christian principle that we are all equal before God, and one person doesn't have a right to rule over someone else because he allegedly has a gift from God to be the king.
No,
that's what a monarchy is based on.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he. Well, I'm telling you what.
Well, okay.
I don't think
look,
he does.
He's a Seventh-day Adventist. Apparently, they believe in kings too.
I'm not a Christian.
We don't.
I'm not a Christian.
Christians don't. Americans don't believe in kings.
The king of Mexico.
In fact, it's in our Constitution.
We're not. You think Christianity supports democracy? Where did you get that? What Bible?
I said we don't believe in kings, and in fact, there's a provision in the Constitution.
What bloody orifice you pulling that out of?
Christians do.
You cannot. They absolutely
believe in kings.
Are we voting for Jesus to come back? I'm not clear on that. Of course they don't believe in fucking democracy. It's monarchy.
They don't believe in kings,
monarchy.
And it's against the Constitution to be given a royal title.
You think it's too specific.
As to what's in the stupid fucking Bible?
You just did the famous liberal two-step. We were arguing about
my whole
thing.
Life.
You lost.
Yes, Matthew,
so
Mark,
you
Luke, and John. Hold that horse
points.
Till I get on, nigga.
So why?
We all read the Bible growing up, dum-dum.
So how did none of these lessons stick with you?
The same way the lessons
totally
are from Spider-Man comic
understand.
Books didn't stick with me.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot the Pythagorean theorem, too.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It stuck with me, and that's why I don't believe this shit anymore.
It stuck with you because you got it drilled in your head every day of your life,
I don't
every
know what
hour
stuck
on
with
the
you.
Hour.
You don't
also,
know about Christianity,
gonna get warm.
You don't know
story,
about the history of the country.
I
what's
know more
stuck
than you,
you
about it.
Is
you
gonna get warm?
Really don't know what's in the Bible. This is in the Bible. A Christian
what's
can't fight.
What's in the Bible?
A Christian
that's
turns
insane.
The other cheek. Yes, that's why you shouldn't be a Christian.
That
it's
is
fucking
no,
crazy.
No, it's insane that that's in the Bible.
I know. It's a fucking cave
it's not in the Bible.
Can we all agree that it's the Jews' fault?
God
it's all
commanded
the Jews.
People.
I've been saying that.
God commanded
Alex
the
Bloomberg
Jews.
I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to it being the Jews' fault.
In the Bible, God commands the Jews to go into a town and kill every living thing. There is nothing against killing in the Bible.
Thank
okay.
you.
Why wouldn't you quit the religion just for that shit, first of all. Secondly,
that is
when Jesus
because
came,
I believe in killing.
Because I believe in killing too.
When
somebody fuck with your
as
family,
I
you don't want to kill them,
yes.
I'll
yeah.
kill the
but
fuck
Jesus
out of them.
Didn't.
And I still think
yeah.
I'm going to heaven.
You like these
yes,
people
Jesus
think
did.
I'll snap their fucking necks off and I still go like this. I'm going to heaven with God. Because
yeah.
I defended my family.
Spoken like a
or your country or
it
your
was
principles.
Almost like Jesus Christ himself.
So if it's kill or be killed, if it's kill or be killed, you should be killed.
I'm the one who's wrong.
I don't know what you're saying. If you
no, Jesus said break their neck.
So
that's what he said.
So if
I'm sorry, I didn't read the Bible my whole life.
Break their
Jesus
neck.
Said, oh, fight, break their neck.
You
yeah,
don't
you
understand
guys
Jesus, wait, first of all, you taking third word. Somebody, Jesus ain't write this down for you and say, Kurt, read what Jesus wrote for you, Kurt.
Well, that's
this
what
is through somebody else, through somebody else, through somebody else. So you taking this as Jesus' word, you already wrong.
I'm well, not
no,
taking
the Bible
it as Jesus'
is from
word.
God. He just doesn't
I'm
understand
I'm saying it's
it.
Horseshit. I agree with you. I'm just telling you, you're not a Christian if you're a fucking
no,
nationalist.
We're not
you can still be a Christian. You can be a bad Christian. You can
you
be a bad Jew. You can be a bad anything.
Let me tell you something.
And that's why you can be forgiven for your sins because you can be a bad Christian.
Well, I know you can't go kill another Christian in the name of any flag.
First of
yes,
all,
you
Christian.
Can.
Sure you can.
It's,
yeah, absolutely
it's very
you
unfair.
Can.
It's very unfair that you could use that word and we can't. Because that's
I got to put my dick
on
your shoulder
on,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But ceremony. We got to take a break, though. We got to take a break first.
Right, ceremony.
We're going to take a quick 7-minute break.
I was allowed back on at midnight until this podcast.
Already is back off at midnight.
We'll do the ceremony. We'll be right back. Race Wars. It's getting fiery in here. Ann Coulter, Artie Lang. Huh?
We will be back with more Race Wars in a minute. Stay there.
He was always a thousand miles away while still standing in front of your face.
Kurt Vile, baby. Pretty Pimpin'. That's a new song.
He's a Philly man, I believe.
I play good music on here. You gotta give me...
Nah, this song I really like.
I do
is
like this
new?
Song.
It's a new song.
I like this a lot.
It's
yeah.
Kurt Vile.
And I
Pimpin'.
Like that... what was that one you played, that British weirdo shit? I like
yeah,
that
the Sleaford Mods.
But that, oh, I like that.
This had like Lou Reed, Velvet Underground type of thing.
Yeah.
That last
yep.
song.
Yep.
I like that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, that's, that was Kurt Vile. So check it out.
Good name, too.
That's a perfect rock and roll name. Kurt Vile.
Should I change my name to that?
No, go. Kurt, what do you want to do?
Oh, are we running the thing?
We in.
Let's
we in
run
now.
The bit. Yeah, if it, let's see if it works, because it might just suck because the recording.
Are we doing a bit?
This is called What... No, it's just a little game. Here's, let me set it up. Game.
Let him set it up.
Okay. It's called What's Your Persuasion, okay?
Okay, Race Wars, we're back with Artie Lang and Ann Coulter, yes. Me and Kurt, we're all
yes.
there. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so What's Your Persuasion is merely when you see people, you don't know what you're like, what are you?
Like what ethnicity they are?
Yeah, but I like to call it a persuasion, like my uncle Artie taught me.
Right. Okay. You know, a persuasion.
Yeah.
The Caucasian persuasion.
Yeah. I like that, because then it counts, like Rachel Dolezal, she was persuaded to be black. Like,
but at Ding-a-ling, that cock persuaded her.
Yeah, that guy persuaded her.
Oh, it does that.
Oh, it'll do it.
Okay,
the cock takes over. I've seen it ruin families. That cock ruins neighborhoods.
All right. So, Drunk Trump. Is that Drunk Trump speaking?
This is Drunk Trump. I'm not opposed to building a little door where the cock can go in, but not out.
All right. So, so I said I wanted to do this bit, and I went on Facebook. I'm like, somebody make a song. And like all these people sending us songs. So this is the one I like.
We got the best
song.
Fans, by the way. Best fans. Yeah, big shout out to the truckers and all the everybody who listens. You
I
know.
Think it's Cody his name is.
Big shout out to the truckers, though. You know I got
we'll
love
put,
for y'all.
We'll put his name on the description on the podcast because I can't remember offhand. But he made a good song. So I think it's Cody Clark, I think.
Okay, Cody Clark. Right. Let's hear it.
So play it. It's shitty sound quality, I think, unless they manage to clean it up. All right, go ahead.
Are you black? Are you Asian? Are you Spanish or Malaysian? Are you white and evil? What's your persuasion?
I like that.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Ishrod.
Ishrod? Okay. And what? Like, what is that? What are you?
I'm Bengali. I'm from Bangladesh.
Ew!
That's it.
I had my comeuppance.
My As comeuppance. Kurt celebrated, he spilled his coffee on his own.
That was almost funny enough to be worth that.
As I was celebrating othering that girl.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The whole
great,
game
though.
Is literally I just ask what you are, and then I react poorly to it.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, man. Wow, I am soaked with coffee in the pee area of my pants right now. There's going to be hell explaining this one.
You're out of control. That was great, though. I like that.
Yeah,
ew!
You know, that is Steve's, my roommate outside, Steve.
Oh, Steve Fapp?
Yeah.
Fabricant?
And as you know,
big shout out to Judge,
Judge Bernie. His brother's a fan of the show.
Big fan of the show, and he's a judge in Connecticut.
Yeah, remember when I said that Steve chews with his mouth open, and Judge Bernie, I guess, got the word to him, and Steve's like, dude, I chew with my mouth open? He was eating a sandwich with his mouth open while he said that to me. But I'll say this for Steve, he brings home some fine tail sometimes.
Really?
Because he has Superman hair, I'm telling you.
He has Superboy hair, is the difference.
He mm-hmm. Well, now it's Superboy hair, you're right. At one point it was, yeah, that's a good point.
It's boyish now.
But anyway.
And he like a nice, skinny, confused Russian girl who's really Ukrainian but saying Russian because she don't think we know asylum Jews. We know what asylum Jew is, bitch.
Does
this
he,
is New York.
Does he
enough about Upa, Shira.
Sorry. Does he, is that too Brooklyn?
Does he eat pussy with his mouth open?
I bet he does.
I'm sure he does. The one time he did in his life.
But Steve really does go, like, he gets, so this girl is nice. She's, her name's actually Ishrot, not Ashrod.
Ew!
Yeah, that's what I said. Ishrot. And
Ishrot.
She's pretty hot, dude.
I'm sure. If she's with Steve,
she sounds smoking.
So she is a fan, so she sat and let me do that to her.
Oh, good.
She's laughing in the
recording. Thank you, Ishrot.
Yeah, thank you, Ishrot.
Ishrot.
We call her Rot around the way.
Crotch Rot.
Let's see what Caitlin got. Caitlin's here. Caitlin Bailey's here with some news. Yeah. Can we throw it to
Let's
Caitlin?
Let's bring it to Caitlin.
What's up?
Fans been asking about
her. Let's go to our news bitch.
Yeah, with the Bring Our Girls Back hashtag.
They said, no, they said, where's Caitlin and Karen? And we said, you know, they got a spinoff show now.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
show
Crash
called?
To Mouse.
Yeah, so they have their own show coming up.
Yeah, we're launching August 18th. So
I feel under
the
umbrella and under the thumb of our show, I hope.
Yeah, they definitely under the umbrella.
I hope they're under
the scrote of our show.
Our family of broadcasts.
They're in the taint of shows that we have here. The taint.
As long as they don't feel in control themselves, I'm happy.
They're never in control. Okay, you want to run through the news?
Yeah,
the news?
Totally. We got the Oath Keepers are in Ferguson, making both the protesters and the St. Louis County Police equally
what's
uncomfortable.
That?
Now, what do you think about that? Those Oath Keepers going down there, they said
what are they?
These are like militia that's going down to Ferguson saying they're down there to protect the reporters from the... From black people. So they got machine guns
specifically for to protect Alex Jones of InfoWars.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Does someone
specifically?
Yeah. Specifically to defend Alex. I love Alex Jones because that's like the insane clown posse of news.
Yeah.
Like, it's not for smart people. Unless you're from Austin, Texas, then you can.
What do you think about that, Ann? The Oath Keepers. Did you see these guys?
The Juggalos.
But you're joking about the Alex Jones.
No, I'm not. That's so their official position.
You know what would be Alex safer Jones? Is if Alex Jones didn't go to Ferguson, right?
Well, I mean, he's a real journalist, and I mean, how could he not
but he gotta
be
stand
in the
his
middle?
Ground.
I mean, not that he shouldn't go, but it just
this
seems
sounds
like
a false flag to me, everyone.
I mean, I feel like a lot of hullabaloo for this one.
Dude, I want to ask everyone. We had that conspiracy guy from Stand Up's other podcast, you know? Come on. And, like, this is just what I want to know from conspiracy people. Does anything, just anything, ever happen? Is there one fucking thing that just happened how everybody said it happened ever?
Ooh, and
they always say no. They always, that's the thing of Alex Jones.
And
like,
they're not wrong.
How do you trust him?
They're
wrong. Everything gets constructed and retold.
Yeah, but how do you trust him when he literally, like, okay, you think maybe there's a false flag to take our guns away. Okay, but he also thinks there's a plot in juice boxes to make us gay. So how do you not
so he knows
that?
About that? Yeah, they call it a juicy juice.
Is that why I'm gay?
It's weird because they're
it's
local.
It's just in grape juice boxes.
I mean, right now in Ferguson, like.
I love all the
as
rumors.
As a black joke, you can't get it past
I
me.
Threw it, no, I threw it out there for Sherrod to tag.
But wasn't that a thing like Faygo or something? Who got accused of making black men sterile? Remember that? There's always something that black people like that
the
it comes out
thing?
From a guy with a beret.
Well,
that,
if it ain't
that,
white pussy, it ain't going to work.
Kim Kardashian.
There you go. All right, go ahead, Caitlin.
I mean, do we want to keep talking about that or no?
Whatever you got.
I mean, a guy, you're right, Alex, why not just not go to Ferguson?
They started out down there, like, specifically for Alex, is that's why a bunch of them are down there, but, like, they're also, like, protecting local businesses, but they're upsetting, like,
that's
the police,
nice.
And could then they're, like,
imagine,
interacting
though,
with the protesters.
And
it's, like, it's confusing.
Could you imagine if black men went down there with automatic weapons?
Yeah, well, that's
they got the same
already.
Rights as these white dudes with automatic weapons. Same rights.
I'm thinking about having
and
you
was
hauled
out on
in
the street,
right now.
Out on the street, you know it would be a fucking war
I think
right now.
Right now, the Oath Keepers are black, aren't they?
No,
white.
Right now it's
all
a
white.
Bunch of it's white Oath Keepers lecturing black
decision.
People about their Second Amendment rights and encouraging them to arm themselves. That's
now,
what's happening
now. Can you imagine?
Now.
Oh, just me. Just imagine me with the same gun.
Isn't that funny?
Walking through Ferguson. All of my rights, the same rights they got.
I mean, I agree with Ann in the sense if you didn't absolutely have to go in that area, why would you go? Why, you know what
if
I mean?
If you need 200 bodyguards.
Right,
to
exactly.
To see the real story.
If I were Albert Pujols, I'd try to get out of home Cardinal games at this
hold
point.
On.
We have Leland Vitter of Fox News to give us the true story. They send the whitest person at Fox News to the middle of
dumb
every
move.
Race riot.
Dumb move.
They so
is
dumb.
Ferguson
at least send Geraldo.
Wait, is Ferguson currently now having a race riot?
Oh, yes.
Now?
Yeah,
they're
still?
Trying to gin one up. Wait, there was somebody who was shot.
It's a 1-year anniversary. People already got shot today and yesterday.
Anniversary riot.
Yeah, there have been like 27 arrests yesterday.
Well, I mean, if we're going to have an anniversary for everybody that gets shot, that's going to be a pretty busy calendar, guys.
I mean, then you're going to have an what about the anniversary of the indictment?
Summer.
The indictment not coming down?
Right.
There's a lot of dates coming up.
There's a lot of dates coming up.
Pick your favorite shooting of an unarmed black team, and we'll have a holiday for that.
I mean, yeah.
We'll call it like President's Day. We'll have
Kurt,
shootings day.
For the love of God, you can't festivus black lives. It's not a fucking festivus.
The greatest thing about that hashtag, the Black Lives Matter is... The greatest thing about Black Lives Matter is it's like that's a new concept to people. Like,
right.
By the way,
I've yet to hear of one of those things doing. So, I mean, I've not heard one hashtag something that wasn't just fucking stupid.
Sherrod's
and
Twitter
didn't
Army.
Make the point.
He's right.
That's the only one. You know, I'll give it
fired.
To you. That at least has a point.
Has a point.
That goes somewhere that I can understand.
Bring all my fans together on the one
Ban
umbrella.
Ban Bossy? Mm-hmm. Are you out of your Ban Bossy was a thing.
Yeah.
Hashtag, don't you think if you getting called bossy makes you not want to lead that you weren't cut out to lead?
That's women. Let's ask the bossy woman we have on the show. Hey, bossy, what do you think about this?
I didn't
this?
Even know what you were talking about. And
stop being bossy.
I thought there was someone named Bossy, and I'd missed the scandal, and I wasn't going to give myself away.
She opens to Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You can't say bossy was a derogatory to women. No, because I know. They want to be assertive.
Is that true?
Yeah. I need a list of these so I can start using them in all my tweets.
Why do people think, is this like the self-esteem movement? And Alex, you might know this. I'm just like, what? Why is it that people believe like constant validation is the key to people achieving? Like, if you tell women they can be engineers, they're going to be engineers.
You could argue the direct opposite is true. You could argue.
I am arguing that.
I mean, exactly.
Nobody goes, Kirk, you can be a stand-up comedian one day.
If they had said that,
I wouldn't be one.
I mean, that's the only reason
I'm here. I said the opposite for years about
that's
you,
what I mean.
Kirk.
Yeah.
Someone told me I could be a comic. I believe them. Terrible things have happened ever since.
Why would you want to do it more?
Like, dude, I did a show with Dom DeRosa one time. This is so great. We're doing a New York Comedy Festival show at a high school.
All the fans right now, Wikipedia DeRosa, nothing to come
they
up,
know
but just
Joey,
do it.
They know Joey Roses, a.k.a.
They don't know him.
A.k.a. the pheasant. A.k.a. the ant killer. So anyway,
all adopted no shoulders.
Old adopted no shoulders. So Joey is me and Joe. And this fucking kid who's 17, a 17-year-old, okay, who's like a young comic.
Right.
And he's like a big deal in this festival because he's 17. Because they love that, by the way, the industry.
That makes you a worse comic. The younger you are, worse you are.
He had a stage father. He had his dad with him holding his outfit that he was going to wear, like pressed. And he's like, all right, son, time to get changed into your... I'm like, you're never going to be a comic with that attitude of support and love.
That's a serial killer.
What the fuck
you're gonna
are you doing?
You're going to be a serial killer. What are you gonna
do? Yeah, you're going to fucking have a dungeon. What are you doing?
A crawl space with a missing teenage girl in
it? No good can come. Listen, it's the whole key to it is the right amount of bullying. Just the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You don't want to shoot the school up, but you need
enough.
Right
before you snap. Right before you snap.
Whatever
though.
They did to George R.R. Martin that made him come up with Game of Thrones in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Was worth it.
He's
right. There's a fine line between, you're right, becoming a serial killer or making a great observation about airports. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a hair. I mean, it's not easy to know where the line is until you cross it,
right.
I guess.
Yeah, if you cross it, it's bad.
I guess we crossed it with those fucking Columbine kids.
It's like Hunter S. Thompson said, no one alive knows where the edge is because anyone knows where the edge is dead. They went over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no coming back.
They either died or they got there's kicked no off at back. Midnight.
That's where the edge is at midnight.
All right, what's the next story?
Sure. We got Marie Holmes in North Carolina, my home state, who won $188 million on the Powerball and has so far only spent $9 million of it bailing her boyfriend out of jail.
Yeah, what happened
was
she won $188 million in North Carolina. She did the one-time lump sum payment of $88 million. That's how much she cleared. And the only money she spent so far was $9 million bailing her boyfriend out of jail twice for heroin.
Now, in all fairness, $3 million of that, the initial bail was $3 million. But then he violated it for dealing heroin.
How much heroin?
I'm saying
so much heroin.
All of it.
$3 million worth of heroin.
All the heroin.
Was he the Alex Bloomberg of heroin?
Alex nodded yes, so he said yes.
I've been bailed out of jail for heroin and never comes close to $3 million. Honestly, it's like 50 grand times.
I forgot we got an expert to talk about this.
Is she white or black?
She's black.
She's black.
Okay. Honest to God, why is there a $3 million bail for fucking a heroin thing?
That's a really good question. And then the better question, why was there a $6 million penalty for violating...
How do you violate it, though?
Curfew.
And it's a $6 million
penalty? Another $6 million fine or fee. I don't know how bails work.
But here's the thing, you get bail money back. You get it back.
You get 10%. You got to put up
10%.
10%
of it.
So where did the rest of the money go? She's lying. I don't know what she's doing.
She won $88 million, though. So we got at least another 2 years.
She responded to her haters on Facebook.
Why do they hate her for boiling?
Well, first of all, we got another 2 years of spectacular, rich, dumb shit coming from this lady.
That's going to be great.
Before she's dead in a fucking dumpster.
I bought the Mona Lisa in Times Square. What the fuck? They told me it was Cezanne's apples and pears. They're selling it at a diner on 6th Avenue. I bought Rogers Hornsby's rookie card.
Oh, God.
A Mexican guy in Central Park. Do you realize Ty Cobb's rookie card is being sold at a hot dog stand?
Do you remember Artie at that SNL party, Sherrod, when Prince was going to be there? And Artie said he was going to heckle Prince. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember
Do Raspberry Beret!
That would be so great.
I could not wait. If he was there, I would be screaming,
play Raspberry Beret. You little fuck!
You little purple fuck.
Just another reason for me to get escorted out of show business. Is he gonna do Raspberry Beret or what?
Scored out of show.
That's
business.
Like he probably a song he put in his secret vault that no one's allowed to listen to.
You know,
he has like albums we'll never hear because he just won't. No, it goes in the vault. No one can know about this. He like hoards his own shit.
It was like in a safe next He's to Carmen Electra, where she was chained up in the basement.
It's next to the skull of the original Apollonia.
I would still fuck that skull. I would fuck that skull.
Yeah, that's the reference. The skull of Apollonia. That was the reference to make. Hey, little red Corvette, what am I, a shithead here? Hey, asswipe. I'm waiting here for 4 fucking hours. Dude, our dove's going to cry or what? Can I get one fucking dove to cry? The buffet sucked. Been talking to Paul Rudd about his new fucking movie all night.
What's the next story?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders sidelined in Seattle by the Black Lives Matter activists. They made the stage.
Who was what?
Sidelined in Seattle. That's my fucking pilot.
Sanders. Oh, yeah, the two girls.
He did look like a guy getting mugged and by then, Sister Soldier in the
and
Public
then
Enemy.
He
paid for escorts and the wrong girls showed up with his take your top off, Bernie. What? I didn't pay for this. Take your shoes off.
Did you order the Blumpkin?
Wait, what do you mean he was sidelined? What happened?
Two girls
jumped
on stage.
Up the mic.
He was horrified.
And then Donald Trump called him weak for giving up the mic.
He is weak for giving up the mic, and that's why he's never going to be president.
Nigga, he had two girls. It wasn't salt and pepper. It was more like meat and potatoes coming out of him.
They were bad.
Two solid bitches.
Well, he was weak, the asshole.
Listen,
weak.
Sherrod, you know me for years. I'm looking for any excuse to punch a bitch. So I get... Oh, sorry. Were we on air? I'm sorry. I'm just saying what Alex Bloomberg is saying into my microphone. Into
Alex,
my
not a yes. He did say that.
They said, bitches got to listen. That's his words.
They basically mugged him. They mugged Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, they mugged him in Bernie. Yeah.
They
took
never
a cell phone.
Say what they're saying. Have you noticed you can never hear them talking?
No, I know, yeah.
It's probably fucking slam poem or something.
Maybe they're being retarded.
Maybe they were whispering, like, just read my lips, like, I will kill you.
No, I think they're talking, but the networks think this is too embarrassing. Let's just show the video.
Oh, really?
Do we have the video? Yeah.
I heard some of the audio
okay,
the first
let's
day.
Let's hear audio? The audio. I want to hear the audio.
I don't think we have the audio.
I don't think
can
there's
somebody...
audio.
Can we find the audio of that? Well, you tell us the next story. I do want that audio if we can get it. But
do you
want
to dig into that story while we're waiting for the audio?
Why, so he was going on stage to tell them that their lives matter.
Yeah, so he's talking about like economic equality or whatever.
Attention, black people.
And the reason that they targeted
you with the hat.
The reason that the your Black Lives Matter.
Your life matters. You two girls, tell your friends.
I mean,
that's
reason,
a lot of entertainment for $2.
The reason they're targeting him instead of Hillary Clinton is because his crowds are bigger.
His clouds. His clouds are bigger.
His crowds
are
bigger.
Because people like Bernie Sanders.
He
struck a nerve with some of these people.
This is just one inch closer to a Trump presidency is what I'm hearing for this story.
I agree. President Trump.
Well, how do you see this? You don't think that could happen, Trump president? I think it could happen.
I thought it couldn't happen maybe a couple weeks ago. The closer we get to it, the more it seems like it is likely.
I mean, but you know, there's so much coverage so soon. It's August of 2015.
It's early. You're right, it's early. Yeah. You're right, it's early.
I've already advanced voted, so how? Was that not a real voting booth?
I mean, it is.
And why do I have to vote with my mouth on a penis?
I mean, it seems possible because, you know, Jake Tapper needs content for his fucking show or whatever.
So you think that's why all this is?
I think so.
It's a 25
news
cycle.
Once they're announced candidates, polls mean something.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Because I think my Uncle Sonny's 18th in the poll.
I mean, Ant, you've been in this a lot longer than I have, but has there ever in the history of politics been somebody who was polling super well this early that then won? Like, I mean, really?
I don't know.
Everybody.
No way. Obama no, you've been hearing false information on TV.
You never heard of Barack Obama.
You never heard of Obama.
At this point,
I was hoping he could be ahead in the polls like this time.
No, what they did was, Romney was totally dominating. McCain was dominating. Obama was dominating. I mean, with Hillary and Obama were a lot closer.
For way further in the primaries.
It means nothing before anybody is announced That's like Elizabeth Dole winning. At this point, these polls are real.
Right. This is real polls.
This is stunning how well he's doing.
Anne knows her shit, just not about her own religion, apparently.
Which is Scientology.
All right, let's play this Bernie Sanders Interrupted.
This is funny.
If they,
the visual is more funny.
You got it?
Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States.
You eat those words, you old bastard.
Yay!
We're progressive. There we go. Two fucking Raven Simones jumped on him.
I know what happened there.
Two Simply Ravens got him. Good.
If you do not listen to her, your event will be shut.
What? Shut him down!
Black lives matter too much, it turns out. Everyone go home.
Your decision.
Look at old fancy hat. He thought he's got a fedora hat. Thought he's going to control that.
Men, they just don't know what to do. Okay. Yeah. Standing around.
See, now I see why MSNBC has not been playing audio.
She shouted him down.
This is fantastic.
You're right. You're right. Your decision, Grandpa.
It's your decision.
We are going to let you on the mic.
Okay. Trump is right about this.
Silence us.
At somebody else's event. So funny.
Wait a minute. Pause it one second.
We are trying to be.
These two selfish whores jumped on the stage.
Yes.
And had the balls
to say, don't silence
us. To go, do not silence us. You fucking pigs. Really?
Yes. I'll tell you this. If this was my comedy show, I would have killed somebody.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like the fucking Kanye West.
Well, he deserves it for thanking Seattle for their bullshit.
They ate those words.
Much how I deserve that coffee on my lap for you.
Who's the guy taking up for him right here with the fedora? Who's Telly Savalas taking up for Bernie Sanders?
I know.
That's his muscle.
Is that
son?
It looks like Mel Brooks.
No, I'm making that up. He's like 100 years old.
He's 90 years old.
Let's put play on there.
Dear Seattle, thank you for being progressive. And oh my God.
Are they fighting with each other?
What are these two? What are you mad at him for?
Don't silence them.
We will after Senator Sanders.
Okay.
After Senator Sanders.
Senator Sanders is the headliner.
Please, Senator Kenesha, Senator Unique.
This is fantastic.
This is how scared white people are of black people on like on a one-on-one basis.
not Seattle black people.
We're shutting it down. You are shutting it down. You are disrupting this event.
Why don't they just remove them from the stage?
Because they're scared.
They're afraid to touch them.
No, you are setting
that really turns me off.
Well, first of all, those are not
afraid
the black
of, afraid
people
of another
to be scared
black person being shot.
Shutting it down.
First of all, Bernie Sanders has Liberace as his bodyguard. You're shutting it down. Are you shutting this down? You think you're shutting this down?
Wow. Yeah, he'll be great against Putin, this fucking pussy.
They
Bernie Sanders will be wonderful.
Talk to my head of security, Richard Simmons.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude,
this
he can't be the president. He's a fucking punk.
This is why you want bodyguards who have no assets, no money in the bank, nothing
you're
to
right.
lose.
You're
because
right.
I think you're right. Why don't they just throw them off?
You want
to get sued.
You need those Britney Spears bodyguards.
They're getting sued. You need someone who has nothing to lose.
He needs the fucking Hell's Angels to Altamont these two fucking
Bernie Sanders can't have the
He needs to start singing Under My Thumb.
I mean, first of all, what kind of punk? How is he supposed to be the president? I mean, that he got punked. By the way, by Seattle black people you're afraid of? Those are the black people
they got a little Dolezal in them. That's how you trust them.
I'm not sure those weren't white girls. Sherrod, as far as I can tell, those might be white girls who just saying they're black.
Could be.
They got fucking purple hair. Those ain't the black girls to be afraid of, Bernie.
It was two Raven Simone. Simply Raven pushed you off the stage. You coward.
You look like Bernie Getch.
He let Kareth Foster push him off the stage.
No, but Trump, there's another thing Trump was right about, though. Trump is right about, he's saying exactly what you guys said. Trump said he looked weak.
What would drunk Trump say is the question. Trump
get your bloody pussies off the stage. There's blood all over my sneakers. You got blood coming from your ears, your mouth.
Oh, my
Talk
God.
Talk to my...
Oh, drunk Trump knows how to handle bitches.
I would pay.
Talk to my bodyguard, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Shit, dude.
Good
he
God
just
almighty.
Got pushed off his own thing after he thanked them. But why?
I know. Thanks for being progressive. Get the fuck up.
Dude, that's
so
how fucking.
Listen. Exactly what happened. That's hilarious.
Look, liberals are dying. You always talk about liberals
because they seem stupid.
No. It's not liberals. This is progressive and then to radical. That's who's eating the liberals. The liberals were kind of reasonable.
It's both on the same
and now,
side.
What you're gonna get is these two
it's
fucking
the tea parties
these
it's,
dippy fucking
it's
slices. Insane. That's your new fucking liberal.
That really is sad. You're right.
And,
everybody
you should have appreciated fucking Meathead from All in the Family. Right. You should have laid off him a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine him in Syria. Thank you for being a progressive. Just cut his head off. They just cut his head off. I want to thank Syria for being the most progressive country. Bernie Sanders gets beheaded after complimenting Syria.
Mid-speech, they beheaded Bernie Sanders.
I want to thank ISIS for being progressive and, okay, on your knees, Bernie.
He's through. He might as well jump out the race. It's over.
Exactly.
It's over.
That is the weakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
How did exactly you,
what's
can we hear
that
from
group?
Drunk Trump?
Wait, who's that
Drunk
group?
Trump? Here's my bodyguard, Greg Louganis. Oh,
shit. Who's that group in Kenya that would like sneak into British houses?
ISIS.
No. Thank you, Drunk Trump.
It's ISIS, right? I'm sorry. Is it just Jeopardy? What is ISIS?
What's the name of those people that, remember in colonial Kenya, they would climb into the rooms, windows of British people and chop their fucking heads off? They're a group. They're
Saviors?
Hell's Angels?
I like them, but what are they called?
Progressives?
Mau Mau.
Oh.
Fucking Bernie Sanders stood there while two Mau Maus came on the stage and fucking hacked him to pieces.
He got Mau Mau'd by two Tempest Bledsoes.
I just want to say Tempest Bledsoe punk. And
Tempest
fucking
punked you.
She was backed up by Malcolm Jamal Warner on top of it, you fucking pussy. Wow. If you would vote for Bernie Sanders, you're fucking insane. We're going to be speaking Russian in fucking 3 weeks.
Exactly. That's the weakest I've ever seen a person.
If that fucking punk ass, if that prison prag becomes the president, okay?
I mean,
if he becomes president, half the country is going to be like Falafel Dawn, the movie. The other half of the country is going to be fucking straight Mau Mau.
The White House will be occupied by salt and pepper. Push it real good!
Dude, how did people down Bernie Sanders for making, not Bernie Sanders, Howard Dean when he made that, pew!
This is worse than that.
If Bernie Sanders has made that Howard Dean noise,
he would have chased
them
off
the stage.
What a piece of tape.
He should have pewed them.
Every Republican should just play that tape.
They
yes.
aren't playing the full tape on TV. I've not heard the audio until now.
Did you hear this mouthy
fucking, I didn't hear it
either. She goes, don't silence us. He should have wrestled her to the stage like a gator and duct tape her fucking face shut. That's what he should have done.
Yes.
Lippy fucking dumb.
Don't
Holy
silence
shit.
Us. We ain't pay for these microphones.
Listen,
that wouldn't be progressive if he silenced them.
What did they want to say? Why were they going against
nothing.
Him?
Sanders is beating Clinton in the, like,
does
the
anybody,
New Hampshire
but does
for
anybody
now,
know
for now,
he's a weak man?
It's done. It's done. Michael Those Red Sox fans going to see this shit and they're going to get
fucking,
the fuck out of here.
Just
fucking Michael Dukakis.
Listen, anybody in Southie.
This is a fact.
No, I know he is.
This is a fact. Michael Dukakis. In that tank
here's
look
here's
more
my
presidential.
Theory on this. I don't think that no matter how much money Clinton raises, I think that who she is already solidified in the
right.
like in the nation's imagination. I don't think that a war machine is going to help her. Whereas like Bernie Sanders has something to gain. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
that's Kaylin, my only thing.
Kaylin,
yeah.
Hillary's not getting voted
Kaylin,
for.
I don't think Hillary's going to win.
She's
going to
get
Hillary's win. I don't think Hillary
votes.
Can win.
Here's what she's going to get votes for who she isn't, and who
I
she isn't is Ted Cruz
is.
And fucking Marco stupid fucking
Yeah, I mean.
That's why
what's a war machine going to say that we haven't already heard?
I don't think Biden will take on the feminists by challenging the president.
I don't think
Biden's
can beat
threat.
Them.
Biden. He's not a threat.
I don't think, I don't think
by the way,
then who's it going to be?
I don't know. I just don't think that
there's
she can
a limited
win.
Number of possibilities.
Even
yeah,
Biden wouldn't
wrong,
let those two
I just,
fucking.
I don't know. But I don't
think
so.
I
don't think so.
Okay, hold on.
I guarantee you this. Whoever gets elected,
I mean, like, I think that I don't think that there's anything. I think that she's too big to take the kind of risk.
Every comedian should be begging for Donald Trump.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I think she's a terrible
candidate the Democrats would like to get rid of her, but I don't think they can.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, we
why is Ann giving Caitlyn more time?
I'm sorry.
Who it's doesn't know what she's talking about, and me, who did know what I was talking
you
about, got fucking clipped
you
over.
You just got Bernie Sanders.
I got Bernie Sanders in my own show.
You're talking to each other.
Do not silence us.
I love the idea of him getting beheaded.
Oh, my God.
Just immediately.
Listen.
You guys are so wonderful.
If Donald Trump runs on a campaign of shut up, bitch, I'm voting for him.
Who? How can you vote against that?
Trump's I can't believe Bernie Sanders let two slam poets drag him off his own stage. A senator of the United States. A fucking girl.
Two slam poets.
I'll bet you $50 right now. Those two girls didn't even have proper black girl names to be scared of.
Probably not. I'll bet you they named like Sharon and a Marsha.
Yeah. They're probably named white girl names on top of it.
But you don't know what to do when you see two fucking Sherry Shepherd and Stereo coming at you. What do you want to do? That's all. I just wanted to get that line.
Sherry Shepherd, by the way, would never do something like that. She's a very lovely person, I must say. I would never see her doing something like that.
Tell that to her ex-husband.
Ooh.
That was more of a Bell Biv DeVoe moment. Bell Biv DeVoe.
But Sherry Shepherd's pretty nice. I have met her a dozen times. And
tell it to her ex. Shut up.
Do you know her ex? What did she do to her ex?
Yes, they got divorced. She got to pay him child support or alimony. She's got to pay
him
alimony.
Spending time on Sherry Shepherd?
I mean, he asked me questions. I got all the info over here already. I got all the info.
So wait, Caitlin, do we have any info on what these two fucking... horrific.
You know what? After slam poet, you got to retire.
Yeah, I think we're good on that one. Listen, I want to know who would drunk Trump have in his cabinet.
Oh.
Let's get down to the real brass.
I got my cabinet Rumpelmans. I got Goldschlager in my fucking cabinet.
Drunk Trump.
I got lines of angel dust.
Drunk Trump, okay? Hypothetical situation.
Yeah,
okay?
What's that mean?
Okay.
I like that he's not an elite intellectual. That's the other thing I like.
Words are his enemy.
Hypothetical, my ass.
So you're on stage thanking the city of Seattle for their progressivism.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then these two girls.
Right.
Jump on the stage. Two young African-American, I guess, poetesses.
Yeah.
Slam.
And Earth Mothers or whatever come on the stage.
Moans.
And they go, they interrupt.
Bleeders.
These two fucking bleeders get on the stage.
These two pussy bleeding.
These two fucking ex wounds. Come on. How do you handle it, Drunk Trump?
How do you handle it?
I fuck the two of them. That's what I do. I have a couple of kids. I win the mulatto. How's that
sound? Mulatto? I don't think you can say mulatto anymore.
I buy a ticket for
Drunk
mulatto.
Trump can say anything and his polls go up.
Ain't I'm Drunk Trump.
Because he's politically incorrect.
The mulatto joke put me up 8 points in New Hampshire.
I'm checking. Can I tell you something? I'm checking the polls right now. Since the first hour of this show, his numbers have doubled. Drunk Trump.
All of our numbers have doubled.
Anyone else could
be Bernie Sanders right now.
If that's not taken, you should fucking take it. Drunk Trump is going to like take you through.
Go outside and swing a dead cat. You'll hit someone who could beat Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
The two little girls on Black-ish could beat Bernie Sanders.
Do you know, I thought Black-ish was, at first, I honestly thought it was a Blackfish, that documentary.
Blackfish?
The one about the orca whale.
Oh, no.
Eating the, you see that?
Was it called Blackfish?
Blackfish was the name of the documentary, Black-ish.
Why got to be a Blackfish?
Well, because it was orca.
It's not even a fish.
Right. I don't know, but you see the 600-pound, the half-ton killer? Half-ton killer.
They found Jaws.
No. I thought it was going to be about that. I thought it was going to be a documentary about orcas. It was about this really fat woman who rolled over on a kid.
No.
Yes. It's a 600-pound life person. The same doctor. That doctor that yells at them, who I love.
The Indian guy?
By the way, don't feel bad.
He's the Indian guy, right?
The Indian guy.
Yeah. He goes, you're not trying.
Have you tried?
Why, what is this? Like, I can't have tacos? you can't.
I love when that guy says something. Have you tried pizza without mayonnaise? No. And it's always like a redneck. It's always like a redneck going, I just love mayo on pizza. We all do. But look at mommy. Look at mom. She's so tired. Have you tried eating something that's not a cinder block? Your mother tells me, you tell me, you're lying. Shit. You tell me you're doing good. Your mother told me you ate a UPS truck.
Oh, my God.
I'm throwing up my hands, Rodney.
Have you Have you tried not eating your weight in Fuddruckers? Has that idea ever crossed your fat head one?
Oh, that dude is
I understand.
Much.
You know, the staff is making fun of you. They call you obese Witherspoon. I don't condone this.
Oh, good God, I'm out of here.
All right,
we got two great sports stories.
Let's make it quick. Yeah. You know what? That's enough. We out of stories. We only got a minute
left.
We only
got 10 minutes left.
We only got 1 minute left.
We do?
10:50. We got to play more stuff. You don't know how this runs. No. Just leave it to me.
And I haven't been paid for 6 weeks. By the way,
welcome to podcast.
That's normal.
Here we are in serious, 6 weeks in, no check yet. Hint, hint.
Don, wake up, Don. Look at Lewis pointing himself. He's been here 3 years. He ain't never getting nothing.
Lewis,
white man with just 6 weeks.
You know what you do?
White man with just 6 weeks. Can't tell Lewis.
You know what? Complain to Baba Booey when he's taking his helicopter.
Excuse me, Mr. Booey. Mr. Booey, can I have a moment?
I haven't paid in 6 weeks.
Mr. Booey, I know you don't know me, but I have race war. Wait, what? Baba.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Well, Mr. Stuttering John.
Let's thank our guest, Kurt.
He's gone. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, that's a problem. Artie, thanks for coming on,
thank
man.
Thank you.
We really,
man.
Really love you, Nick.
Always fun,
you got
man.
Something coming up? What's popping out for you?
I'll
I got to come on your show, too.
Yeah, come on anytime. I'll be on The Tonight Show next week, August 20th.
Mention me.
Yeah, I will. I'll be on there doing my brand of comedy, doing Drunk Trump.
Drunk Trump!
and Caroline, September 12th.
So thanks for coming.
And ArtieQuitter.com. That's my podcast, ArtieQuitter.
ArtieQuitter.com.
Who's the guy that animates? I bet he could animate Drunk Trump like he did Cosby.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get some Drunk Trump shit going.
We'll get
maybe you could get back on at midnight.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Now, after The Tonight Show, rally. Well on that.
Yeah, hoping to get in a threesome with Chris Hardwick.
After what he tweeted? After what he tweeted? You think he's going to be invited back about an African-American woman?
And thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having
How's
me.
How's the book doing? The book is selling like
fantastic.
Shit. Adios, America.
10 weeks on the printed New York Times bestseller list, and I owe it all to Race Wars.
Thank you.
Adios, America.
We pumped it.
Well, you know, it's funny. Because I read it was like a couple days later I read a thing blasting you I think on Salon where they go and believes that immigration should be like Tinder from our immigration Tinder
episode. Oh yeah,
episode.
Yes.
Which I said that joke to, but I didn't want to take credit for it because people were pretty mad.
Yeah. Oh, I've been using it every place. It's a fantastic idea. I'm going to present it to Trump.
Sounds good
to
me.
Do me a favor.
Sounds good.
Okay, just next time you tell it.
You're
in. Just don't say I gave it to you. Just say my friend Alex Bloomberg of Gimlet Media.
Alex, thank you for coming on. Yeah. Alex, we really appreciate you hanging out with us.
Yeah.
The whole crew, man. And make sure you check us out on Race Wars.
Thank you, Caitlin, for the news.
At Race Wars, my podcast on Twitter.
So
Caitlin,
real.
Of course. The family's here. Karen, Caitlin. Artie, and
oh,
thank
wait.
You. Yes.
I'm doing a book signing in Northvale, New Jersey this Saturday at 10 p.m. with you.
That's right.
Oh.
I'll be there. That's right. That's
Books
before
and greetings.
We go to the
Sorry.
Guns. We're going to the gun range.
And I'm coming yep. to Comedy Catch in Chattanooga on the August 20th through the 23rd.
Watch out for Muslims.
That's going to be a real
Is that what Chattanooga is? Is that the new Dearborn? And then.
That's where the Muslims shot up those four Marines.
Push it out, dummy. Push it out.
Oh. What, is she lying?
I can't remember the name of the
All right, that's it.
Spot.
Race Wars. We love you.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Race Wars has come to a close. If you missed any of it or want to hear it all over again, listen on demand at SiriusXM.com/player. Follow the guys on Twitter @Sherrod_Small and @KurtMetzger.